Broadcasting live from the Don and Mike Building, 3FM, 106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C. This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Right.
Me.
Hello. Hold on, let me get the thing with the ding, ding.
The thing with the ding?
There you go.
There it is.
There you go. And very soon, this will not be the problem. Going from machine to machine. There'll be multiple machines.
Five in total.
Be like T2
wow.
or T3, whatever the return of the machines was.
The bridge.
Oh, yes. Very rarely will I say this. Premature, but I'll say it. Thank you, CBS.
Fair enough.
Whoa.
That's called goodwill.
Hey, look at that. I think I see two suns. prematurely, too. I mean, that, it's one thing, when everything's done, the way you describe it, it's a safe thank you.
Mike, but I had meetings today with people, unlike Hughes, people who get things done in this company.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Satan just called my cell phone. He says he sees flurries.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Give me a piece of that. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
I promise you one thing.
What's that?
That before it's done, I'll go take a look at it.
I said, you should go very soon. And I know what you really care about. You love the office space.
I do.
You love the office
space. I do. For once in our careers, it'll be nice to have something nice. Something that we have a hand in.
Something fairly clean.
The company is finally doing something that they've been promising for a long time. We're going to have custom-made studios for this show in a building that will only be used by us. Our bunker.
Already starting to feel a little bit like a nanny with the way I'm talking to people about it. I really am feeling like that. I'm really...
Like Mike is saying, we got to keep it clean.
Yes. Respect the building.
Got to make sure that Joe doesn't leave Cheetos everywhere. You've not even seen it yet.
I respect the building is what I... Because the way you're describing this to me, it just seems to me that for once, we'll have something that... The problem with this place is not only just the way it is...
You mean WJFK?
It's the fact that all of us, and we're all included in this, we all come in here and it's like... Who cares?
Exactly.
Well, Look at it.
No pride.
I say that this is our working environment here is really one step above the worst ever that I worked in. When I worked at WPGC, like in 1979,
right.
They had been in Bladensburg, Maryland, in an office complex, mm-hmm. much like the one that we're going to be moving into.
Right.
And it was the radio station, the receptionist, the sales offices, the programming, everything was in this tiny office. Mm-hmm. Well, they finally moved to a brand new high rise, and they moved out. This was the mistake. Oh. They moved out the receptionist, the salespeople, all of the management people, mm-hmm. and they left it just for the DJs because the studios were not going to be done for another 30 to 60 days.
Right.
I am not kidding. I swear to God. After about 2 weeks, you would open the door, still had the... And what a nice picture this was for anybody in this building is you walk past the glass door that has the dancing letters that say Music Radio WPGC. And you open up with your key, the glass door, and as you walk into where the reception area was, it is a pile of garbage. And in every single room... It is a pile of garbage.
Wow.
McDonald's wrappers, beer bottles, cigarette butts.
It's inspiring,
old pieces of paper. There were no trash cans.
Right.
Now, the studios were pretty clean because here's how we clean the studios.
Wow.
Throw that in the GM's office.
Exactly.
So, really, after about a month, even the DJs, and we lived there, and
right.
we did our shows there, even we would all start to say, like, oh, God. Pretty awful. It's getting pretty rank out there.
Right.
But nobody ever wanted to clean it up.
No, of course not.
Because the thought was always that, eventually we're going to be moving to the new studios.
We're out of here.
And this was the dumb move by management. During this 30, 60, it was like 2 months, they never came over. They never came over to see what was going on.
Not good.
So what happens is the studios are done, and all the music is on brand new cartridges at that time. Right. It was before CDs. So we had the big ceremony, and the whole staff goes over there, and we're all on the air in brand new digs. Well, they went over to look at the old place. And that's the Monday morning we had a staff meeting.
Oh, really?
We had a staff meeting, and...
About a staff infection.
Did they talk about the rats?
Yeah, Charles Gibbons...
Was there an odor?
Bill Pretty.
Was there an appreciable odor when you walk in?
Sure. Because, guys were going in there.
Oh, dear.
Oh!
See, that's not good.
Oh, dear.
Well, when the toilet stopped working.
Oh no!
You know, I mean, there was a lot of
there's
a lot of bad stuff happening there. So
that's filth.
So you get, you know, Charles Giddens, the late Charles Giddens, great man from Houston, Texas, just like Archie Bell and the Drells, called us all. You know, I got the call from Super Shan, you know, like everybody did.
Right.
Hey boy,
gotta come in.
Staff meeting, 9 a.m. Old place.
Hi, this is Scott and Todd from the PLJ Morning Show.
There they are, Scott and Todd. Okay, so he says you got to come in for the meeting. And we all go to the old place, all the DJs, we all arrive like at 10 o'clock. They put a part-timer on. They took the midday guy off. They put a part-time disc jockey on, and we all had to show up in this place off Bladensburg Road. Right off Bladensburg Road. And... as we walked in, we knew what was happening.
Yeah.
Because it was just the general manager standing there with his shirt that had his initials on the sleeves and you know, big cufflinks. Right. And he's got his jacket off, and he's just got his hands in his pockets. And as we're all coming in the room, he's not even saying anything.
Mm-hmm.
And we all get there. It's like eight disc jockeys.
This is great.
Okay. I mean, Elliot Woodside.
Right.
Scott Carpenter.
Uh-huh. Dave Fox.
Dave Fox. Me, Waylon Nalon Jennings,
right?
Whoever the chick was that was
doing Waylon Richards, right?
Yeah, Waylon. Yeah. When I say Waylon Jennings, Waylon Richards, whoever was doing overnight, some guy named Max. Mm-hmm. I mean, Shannon. So we're all there,
right?
All of this, you know, high octane DJ power,
right?
We're there, and he said he had a southern accent, didn't raise his voice often.
Mm-hmm.
Charles Giddens. I want you to look around you. Look at this. You know, they call this station the pig. Because that's what they used to call WPGC.
Right.
People in the industry,
uh-huh.
they took PGC and they called it the pig.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason. You get the record added on the pig? That's what they said.
The pig.
You know, station is known in the industry as the pig. Congratulations. It is a pigsty. You all disgust me. You will all be fired if this place is not clean as a whistle by 6 p.m. today. None of you are going back on the air until this is clean.
Wow.
I want everybody to do their fair share of cleaning. I'll be back. Have a nice day.
That was it.
And so, like, he leaves, and we're all standing in there. And I don't know who it was who said it first. Something like, excuse me, is he serious?
Yeah.
And... I think it was Dave Fox at that point. That's why yes. And then the question was, who's going to clean the bathroom?
Right.
Because there still was a bathroom.
Yeah.
And I remember that I drew the, what we ended up doing was not like rock, paper, scissors.
It was a contest.
It was, first off, it went on.
Nothing calms DJs down. Like a little contesting.
It went on seniority. So,
so the
program director decided first.
Was Shan out there?
Yeah, he was there.
All right. Bet.
And he was a big contributor to this.
Right.
I mean, he was a big one for chewing tobacco spitting it out in a room.
I would assume he'd probably gotten chewed himself a little bit.
Yeah, so he said he would oversee the studio, which was, of course, the cleanest room of anywhere.
Right.
And that the rest of us should work it out.
Yeah.
So he goes in the studio, and everything's glass.
Does he go and just sit down?
Yeah, he just goes and sits down. So now it's like the seven of us out there. You know, I think it was somebody like Jim Elliot, maybe, really, that says that, like, well, I don't know about you, but I'm not picking up one effing piece of trash because I've never dropped a piece of trash. And then Woodside, Scott Woodside, they get like into a little fight because Scott Woodside says, oh, hold on a second. I work with you every morning, pal. Listen, I've seen you take your garbage and just go over to Louise's office and drop it over there. And so now we're turning on each other.
Sure, exactly. Lord of the Flies.
Really?
This is great.
And then you had this tight-ass guy, Scott Carpenter in the afternoon. This guy that used to work on the ship before me. He would sit in the studio like a mental patient while the record was playing, and he would just keep planning what he was going to say. He would go, while the record's on,
right.
He would be sitting in the room going, WPGC, more music time. WPGC, much more music time. WPGC, Scott Carpenter playing a bunch more music. I mean,
so he was a bright guy.
He would really do this.
Unlike legendary knee freak Jim Elliott.
And he's the guy that says, hey, fellas, or something like that. You know, something jive. You're talking to a bunch of pig disc jockeys. He says, fellas. I can honestly say, I've never done any of this. I know. Ask the guys that work around me. Ask Dave. Dave Fox didn't admit this. Ask Don, who the chief editor. He says, I complain about it all the time. I don't do it. I don't think I should be a part of this. So it's like all of a sudden you've got
nobody's okay, accepting responsibility.
Jim Elliott says he's not going to because he's the morning guy.
Right. This must have been some kind of mess.
I mean, really, if any of those guys. From that era, when WPGC left the studios they'd been in for 25 years and went to the big building over by the Beltway,
right?
The Capitol, whatever the hell it is over by the Marriott over right. There in Greenbelt, they would remember what the old pig was like,
mm-hmm.
And we really fought until finally, I don't know who it was. It might have been somebody like Waylon Richards. You know, the guy that did the 10 p.m. shift, so he was way down on the totem pole.
Yeah.
I think he may have finally said, you know, okay, fine. I will do the bathroom. And all it took was one guy to cave so and say...
And then you all got it done.
I'll do the bathroom. And then say, you know, okay, all right. I'll do the reception area. You
know, which was
awful,
disgusting.
Which was disgusting. And then there was the engineer. I mean, there was pretty much a room for everybody.
Yeah.
And... 2 o'clock came, and I guess it was because the shifts went 6 to 10, 10 to 2, 2 to 6, 6 to 10. Mm-hmm. So they had a midday, they had a replacement on for the midday guy, right. And it got to be about 1 o'clock, and this is before the age of cell phones, right, and pagers and everything. Now, there is still a telephone that works, mm-hmm. Just in this empty office full of trash in the receptionist area. So the DJ, Scott Carpenter, picks up the phone and says, he calls the new building. Hey, yeah, Charles Gittin, please, it's Scott Carpenter. So we hear him going, listen, I believe I'm done with my part of the work, and I really hate to miss the show today. Yeah. Well, no. No, they haven't. No. Well, yes. No. Yeah, all right. Okay, bye. And then this guy. Like,
nobody goes back on the air till it's clean.
Seriously, this guy who lived to practice what he was going to say right. Over and over again.
Uh-huh.
Was crestfallen
yes.
That they were going to bring some schmuck in, you know, to do his shift that day. So
a weekender coming in to do the
someone
shift.
Neat.
So at that point, he starts to flip out. Scott Carpenter comes sure. In, gets on the phone and says, hey, I've been taken off the air today because of this. Okay? I've been taken off the air because of this. And he never cursed. He said, let's get this effing place cleaned up. And, like, he really was having a real
nervous breakdown.
Friggin' meltdown.
Yeah.
Because, you know, oh, my God, he's going to be taken off the air. Oh, my God. So, anyway, it's clean. Mm-hmm. And it's clean at about 5 o'clock.
Right. Okay.
And it's clean enough to pass the GM's test. So, I'm sitting in the room with Shannon and a couple of other guys. And some of them were imbibing.
Uh-huh.
There had been a bottle of whatever liquor.
Jesus.
You know, well, you know.
Before the GM got there?
Yeah. It was like
right.
Five. It was, you know, happy hour.
You
right.
Want to loosen up a little bit.
So some
more.
Of the guys were having a drink. Mm-hmm. Now, I was, you know, back then I did everything but drink. Mm-hmm. So I was not drinking. Mm-hmm. And I just hanging around. And Shannon said to me, oh, boy. Hey, I don't know if you should go back to the station or not, because technically the job's done. But if you go to the station, you won't be here for the inspection, boy. He says, So I guess you got to decide. What kind of guy are you, boy? Now, he says this to me in front of the whole room. Are you like Scott? Are you dying? Are you afraid that some weekend is going to take your job? You got to go in there and get in there. You're going to just stay here with all of us tonight. And when Charles comes through, I'm going downtown to Blackie's house and beef and buying everybody dinner. So I had to say, you know, all right, yeah, sure. Why should I go in?
Right.
I had that right away. I get this from this guy, Scott Carpenter, you know, comes over to me and says, hey, you know, it's your decision. You're a young man. You're full of piss of vinegar. You're full of talent. You've got, you know, the world by the tail. I get to, hey, you're missing a chance. You're the one that can get back on. I said, it's one day. I said, the boss says we're going to go out tonight.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Come on, we're going to go out tonight.
So this guy, Scott Carpenter,
so,
the tool.
We ended up going we didn't go to Blackie's
How
house.
How did the inspection go?
Oh, Giddens came in, and he loved it.
Oh, good.
Right. He loved it. And as a matter of fact, he did his, when I said, aren't you, he was a really great general manager who passed away about 5 years ago. Oh. And when he would get very excited about something, he would do his Archie Bell and the Drells, Tighten Up, Clap. And right in the middle of that song, Tighten Up by Archie Bell and the Drells, it's like. It's a very, it's kind of offbeat to the music.
Right.
Anyway, he got done. He looked at everything, and he said, well, I hope we've all learned a lesson today. Nobody's getting paid today. You should all know that I'm docking you a day's pay, but I believe that we've all learned something. And he went, and now let's tighten up. What are we going to do tonight? So then Shannon says, I'm like, we're going to Blackie's. He says, ah, Charles Gooden said, no, it's downtown. So we went to the Sir Walter Raleigh Inn, which is across the street from where the new radio station was.
Right.
And everything was cool except the guy, Scott Carpenter, refused to go to dinner with everybody.
Really? Right. He was that upset about it.
Yes, he was. And I, all the way, I remember busting his balls behind his back, of course. And he's walking to his car, and I'm saying, do you think he's practicing? On his way to the car, going, boy, I hate those guys. Boy, I really hate those guys. Hey, it's Scott Carpenter.
I'm Jack Barry.
I hate those guys.
Wow.
On music radio. Music radio. Music radio. And sometimes he would say to me, really, like I'd be standing in the room at 10 till 6, you know, just waiting to get done. She did the crossover at 3 minutes until 6. So, like, he'd be just packing up his stuff and going, okay, 10 minutes. Hey, what do you think of this? WPGC. Hi, it's me, Scott Carpenter. I said, it's fine.
Go with that.
No, hold on. This is a radio WPGC. It's Billy Joel coming right up. His brand new song, I Love You Just the Way You Are. This is Scott Carpenter on WPGC. What's she like better?
Oh, wow.
You know, dude, you're not saying anything of substance.
Right. Wow, did he last very long?
Oh, he was there years.
Years.
I mean, he took the place of Jim Collins, who had been there for ages. So anyway, that's not what you want our new place to end up looking like.
Yeah, but you see, I don't have any Scott Carpenter in me either.
There's the potential, but we'll keep it clean.
Here's the deal. I will put up. I will do what I've done for years, and that is, if it gets out of hand, you know, if it's going to be ours, we can. I believe that there is a significant labor force in the greater Washington area that can make sure that place is tidy.
Some of them legal.
What's that?
The maid brigade.
Maybe one of those little yellow cars. Get that out there.
The company's going to do that. I mean, they've got to
like they do here.
Clean the toilets. Yes. I mean, it's not totally ours. They own it.
Right. Right.
I mean, they're just they're gutting what they're doing.
But I feel like it's totally ours.
Yeah. What they're doing is it's really what they used to be known as the emergency studios for Infinity Broadcasting.
Well, it's an emergency.
It's an emergency. It's about time we get our studios. So they're gutting everything, and we'll have our studios and our offices all in. One little, and I love the fact that it's in a jive like almost office complex, but it's right by a main thoroughfare, and with the addition, I mean, they really, that's why I hesitate to say this, but, you know, I have to say they're thinking about things like today when I'm there and they're saying, and this is where we're going to put the wireless antennas on the roof, so if you guys want to go across the street, literally a half mile away, and broadcast from in front of Starbucks or in front of the grocery store, knock yourselves out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
knock yourselves out.
That's a good thing.
Didn't you always picture the emergency studios being under the tower with one empty light bulb?
Yeah. Where Wendell would hang out.
Exactly.
It's nice.
On New Year's Eve.
You know, and what you got to do is you got to go into this place, this building, and look at it and imagine, you know, and they said, give us 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'll buy that. 3 months, totally redo. Mm-hmm. I mean, the discussions today were, you know, all the stuff that we wanted here, so... Yeah, it feels good.
We'll keep everybody posted on the progress.
Yes. Yeah, because, you know, if this goes south, I could be an early retirement, Jack.
It's really, really exciting that they're going to be doing this. I'm looking
great.
Forward to it.
It's very good. And, you know, mainly, Jesus Christ, no influence from Hughes, from Gillespie, from any of the douchebags around here. I mean, imagine that, just going to your own building, doing your job, locking the door. Nobody dicking around with your stuff. Nobody's touching your microphone. Nobody's playing with your tapes. Nobody's mm-hmm. changing the levels on the board.
Right.
Finally, one time, everything brand new. Mm-hmm. The only bad spit that goes into the microphone will be my bad spit or Buzz's bad spit.
It's our spit.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's a good thing.
Yeah. And the bathroom. Oh,
really?
Let me just say, it's got the most beautiful handicap stall I have ever seen. It's like a suite at the Ritz.
Would I be lying to say the bathroom is the size of this air studio?
Yes, yes. The bathroom alone.
Really?
The bathroom alone.
How many stalls?
Two.
Mm-hmm.
Two stalls.
Good.
But the handicapped one? Gigantic.
You might want to call Waylon Richards to give that a going over as well.
Just gigantic.
So that's good.
So we're excited about that, and yeah. Thank you for letting me talk about that. I mean, all the guys on the show are excited that, you know, really what I've needed, especially since Frida died, is just something to change it up, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
We've been coming to this sinkhole for 15 years.
We have.
And our show is going to continue to be broadcast on WJFK.
Right.
But, you know... I know some of you think that there's a certain charm in hearing us complain about stuff breaking all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But
hey, rest assured, that still has potential to happen.
Well, of course it does.
Absolutely.
And you know us, no matter how, it could be the Taj Mahal, we would still find something to bitch about.
Of course we will.
But
and we'll make new friends.
Yes. Oh, yes. And that is maybe the best part of this, is the people that we will interact with.
Yeah.
The neighbors.
Will not be radio people.
Our yes. neighbor.
Which is always the best way anyway.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of great clientele.
Regular, common, working folk.
Absolutely.
Folk. Just like us.
Howdy, folks.
Real America.
And as much as it pains me to say this, part of this is for you little brain BM eaters, because we got a nice area right outside. You have little get-togethers.
Sure.
Bet. Ooh, be nice.
It'll be
nice.
Wonderful.
Be nice. So, as a way of saying hesitantly, thank you,
mm-hmm.
and even Hughes has been pretty cooperative on this, even though he's got no spine.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just start today.
Hello there.
Oh, hi there. Who are you?
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
Oh.
You okayed that project, right?
Oh, yes.
Right.
Two men side by side for 20 years.
Are you going to dick us around on it?
No way.
Devotion made
me choke back
tears. You are a pathological liar.
Yes. And there ain't nothing broke back.
Are you lying to me now?
Yes.
No, be honest.
Oh, yes.
Thought that I should make that very clear.
Michael?
Yes.
It's a party.
Don't lie to us.
I am a powerful radio executive by day, male prostitute by night.
Driving home with Dawn.
Truth, please.
Yes, please.
Okay.
He's doing that double talk again.
Tell us about the studios.
Money.
Okay.
And no matter
are the studios going to be as good as you guys say?
I want to sing.
Oh, no.
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 If you sing, if we allow you to sing, will you promise us? Can you tell us about the studios?
Yes.
Go ahead.
La 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 la.
That's painful.
Dad, tell us. Are you lying to us?
Yes.
No. It's not going to happen.
Why'd you lie to us?
You are a good whore.
And free.
That's what he thinks of all of us.
That's why I don't trust you.
Sounds very great.
You're not enthusiastic about anything.
I'm a diaper enthusiast.
Oh, I forgot that. You're a diaper enthusiast.
Was he wearing his today?
Are you? Yes. Use the good powder.
Do you observe the extra room in the seat?
Yes. Have you no desitin?
No matter if
no bad touch, please.
Okay. All right. Goodbye there.
Sing with me.
No. Come back till I'm finished.
La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
That is painful.
I'm wearing a little black dress.
I bet you are.
We heard these before. Oh, we've added. These are new, right?
Yes.
Oh, your little dress. Have we played these before?
And I'm wearing a rocking pair of ruby slippers.
Okay. Oh, my.
Do you love my glasses?
Yeah, okay, goodbye.
Goodbye?
Goodbye.
And goodbye.
Goodbye.
Michael Hughes, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Talented, hey, guys.
Talented rising executive. What a load of BS. Yeah, hi.
Hey, I can tell Mike's a little, I'll believe it when I see it, but don't you think there's a chance that this could be one of those too-good-to-be-true kind of deals? They've been promising you this stuff for years, and you know now they know your contracts are coming to the end, and they go out and get you a brand-new building. And
it could be a gas chamber.
Yeah, but I've got to tell you, sir, that we can't get into it now. We have a slight bit of leverage on our side.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you why, but we've got a hell of a lot of leverage on our side.
And once engineering gets all that meth-making equipment out of there, there's going to be a lot of room.
Yeah, that's really what we didn't mention. That it is a meth lab.
Hey, I told you, that we are still going to run the meth lab just out of Buzz's office.
Oh, good.
I thought he'd bring his.
He can bring it if he wants.
Hey, make sure it doesn't end up being like one of those Nigerian money schemes where they ask you to put the first $5,000 into the thing.
Those Nigerians, buddy.
All right, thank you, my friend. See you later.
$5,000.
Not so dirty. I crave seduction.
I thought you were getting out of here.
Goodbye.
Okay, goodbye.
And goodbye.
Right, okay, goodbye.
Oh, yes.
See, that's why we need more than one machine. There we go. Okay, all is well. Hello there.
Hello.
Hello, Don on my show. Hey.
I want to tell you guys it's the least Infinity can do for you because I used to hear you in Denver years ago and... maybe you'd be on if maybe you were with Premier or one of these other syndicators. Not only would you have a studio, but you would be promoted once in a while.
Well, that would all be very nice, but as we've discussed with I keep wanting to say Infinity, but right. CBS Radio.
CBS.
As we've discussed with them recently, it's... what it is really is it's a bad marriage, and we're staying together for the kids.
And we're doing what we can to make it better. Living in separate houses.
Oh, Mr. Geronimo.
Yeah.
Please to be adding me on MySpace. I won't tell anyone your real identity.
Bye!
He wants to be your friend.
You
have a new friend.
Oh, listen. Jesus, I didn't realize it was so late. You know what it was? It was all that talk about that other station.
Yeah. Yes, but it was good. I like that.
Listen, Friday, we're thinking about doing this. What would the looser restrictions, perhaps the return of what would you do? Because we do have a fabulous trip to give away on Friday.
Wow.
A trip to Los Angeles, California. Beth Ann would love this, to go to the finale of The Apprentice.
Oh, fantastic. Reality TV.
But the main thing is, it's a free trip, courtesy of NBC, so we say thank you to NBC TV.
Good stuff.
Home of The Apprentice. We got this all-expense-paid trip to L.A., and you go to the finale of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really nice package. It's worth something like $5,000.
That's exciting.
So what we've got to do is figure out a good way to give this away, and it might be time to bring back What Would Ye Do?
What would ye do for a trip out to L.A. to see a great TV show?
And rather than junk up the phone lines, let's see if we can keep this on the intro net for a while.
Very good.
So send your suggestions back to Yanni at donandmikewebsite.com.
Ladies, always encouraged.
Include a phone number.
Yeah, please do. And remember that as of today, we're still doing the show from Fairfax,
mm-hmm.
from right. WJFK, so that's where you'd have to come down on Friday.
Right.
Because it's, I think we're all in the mood for a show like that.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe a certain kind of show, too.
It's been a while, haven't it? It's been a while.
Might be fun.
It's been a while. I know what you're saying, Mike.
You remember that one show, Don? Are you thinking of the same one I'm thinking of?
Mm-hmm.
That one particular thing that somebody did.
Which one thing?
It was a piercing.
Oh.
You remember that?
Oh, was that a good one?
Well, that was a good one.
I really was.
That just sticks in my memory.
Sure.
Get it?
I know she wasn't here for a talent show, but
right.
I sure do miss that girl that shot bananas out of her daisy.
That's right.
That surely was a good trick.
You know, we need to describe it a little differently than we used to, but it'd still be fun.
Sure. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys. Just hearing how excited you're getting about the new studios, I'm just thinking about Charlie Brown and the football. And
you know what I'm thinking about? I'm thinking about telling all of you asswipes out there to just go to hell. That, can you just please trust us?
I got it for you.
Hold on. Shut up and just please listen. Please, I say this respectfully. You know, if we just shut up, we come on and we bitch about stuff. People say, oh, you're bitching about stuff. We're happy today. We're happy the last couple of days. This is coming together. I don't have the time. I really can't tell you why we have the stuff on our side that we do to get this done. But we have leverage. We got a lot of leverage and we finally used it. Mm-hmm. And this is happening. The people I met with today are the people who do it. It's a very simple plan. It's a 90-day plan. So rather than call and say, oh, it's like Charlie Brown with the football, you know, Christ, I'm tired of that S. Worry about that in your own life, okay? Because here's the deal. If they dick us around on this, I walk. It's pretty simple.
Very, very
easy
plan.
That's leverage.
That's leverage.
Mm-hmm.
And shut up. Everybody's with me.
Right.
Everybody is with me. We are all together in this as one, which is why
some people have difficulty with even the slightest bit of positive energy. And that's what we have today. It's a little bright spot. We're all kind of jacked up about some new digs.
Didn't want to say that to you. You know, we got an out. We really want to be hard asses. We can get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
We got some leverage. So, don't you know, hey, listen, Jesus Christ, it's a good day. Go to hell, okay?
And be happy.
Do not spoil our day of effing joy.
Shut the frig up. And you're never invited to our new house. You're never invited to our new house.
And incidentally, we said this yesterday. That is the name. The Don and Mike House. H-A-U-S.
H-A-U-S.
Umlaut.
All right. Even though I don't know if, where does the umlaut go?
Over the U.
Over the U? H-A-U.
House.
Yeah, and we told them that today.
And they're all good with it.
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
They're enthusiastic.
If you want to know mm-hmm. how serious the company is,
mm-hmm.
it was down to the level today of the sign, the brass sign in front of the building. What shall it say?
Right.
Don and Mike House, H-A-U-S with an umlaut. And you know what they said? Yes, sir.
Very good.
Yes, sir. So, hey, you, get off of my cloud, okay? Please. I'm trying to be happy, okay? Or just hang up.
And he couldn't handle
it. Just hung up.
He couldn't handle it, but that's okay. I think you made your point.
Just hung up.
Good point. Well taken.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hey there, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I was curious, is it going to change the aesthetics of the show? And are you going to serve flavored syrup?
No and yes. Thank you.
Bye!
Thank you.
Flavored syrup.
More jelly.
Thank you. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Okay.
I want to know, first off, did Rob A. show you my license plate? I ran into him at a doctor's office, and my license plate is What Would Don and Mike Do?
Seriously?
Yeah, remember I showed you that picture?
Oh, yeah.
You have,
yeah, that guy. Sure.
Oh, that was a great picture.
It was.
That was
a really good
picture. Maryland tag, right?
No, it was Delaware tag.
Virginia.
Virginia.
Was it in Connecticut?
It was hard to show you because it was on a small format. I didn't have my 35 millimeter with me.
Well, you all said years ago that you wanted someone to get a What Would Don and Mike Do license plate because of all the, you know, What Would Jesus Do? So,
do you wear the brace? Do you wear the bracelet as well?
Yes. So, years of battle to get it, of course.
So your license,
out of my tags.
Your license plate says WWD
ampersand
M do D.
Yes.
WWD ampersand MD.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Very, very cool. And were you stalking Rob, or did you just happen to run into him?
I was just there for a doctor's appointment and happened to spot him.
Tell the truth.
Head.
Tell the truth. You tackled me.
Okay. Let's
cut through this doctor stuff. How long have you been in anger management, son? What have you done to your wife?
He's not in anger management. The methadone clinic is.
Oh, okay. Rob right. was in anger management.
Rob, hello.
Group.
Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, very. Oh, we got a break. Can you make it fast?
Yeah, I'm just happy you guys are getting a great brand new studio. And did you get a glimpse at Catherine McVie and her little wardrobe
trap
last night?
Thank you, my friend. Listen, we got a break. When we come back, we will talk about Catherine McPhee and her.
I didn't get a chance to see it last night.
Her incredible tees, her incredible A. The,
really?
The control top pantyhose that had no control.
No.
But maybe the best part of American Idol, and you're going to have to listen very carefully. We won't play it now. We'll play it when we come back. Both Rob and I noticed this. When they went, after they all got done singing,
right?
You know when they do the recaps, they had Simon Cowell's microphone on. And they
during
had
the recap?
Yes, and they had Randy Jackson's microphone on. And it's distant. Yeah. But you can hear, and specifically when Catherine McVie comes on, and Mike, she had on a yellow dress.
Really?
And I swear to God,
cut up to here.
I TiVo'd it. I stopped the TiVo. You could see the areola on the left one.
Really?
I didn't know she
I
had
got that TiVo. I can't wait till
she
tonight.
She had such incredible jugs.
She looked, you know, she's looked great in the past.
She's gorgeous.
But last night was
she was no.
Do you think that her looks are going to carry her into
she's
the
She's so safe. She is so safe.
So there, she's definitely going to be a finalist.
Many people like myself were texting with my penis. That's how I was testing to whatever the number was. So
I know who goes to home tonight. It's Paris.
So they no way.
Oh, absolutely.
No way. Now that I'm back watching it,
I promise you that.
Just listen. First off, they're trying to stack the deck against the retarded guy with gray hair because all they do is cut him down.
Yep.
Because he's like the worst. He to the producer.
Taylor Hicks.
Yeah. He's the worst nightmare. If this loser, this Gomer Pyle, becomes the American Idol. Second. I've noticed this year, I'm positive they're dicking around with the vote totals. Like last week when they said...
Now you know how I know you're all the way back? I know you are all the way back. Now you're the fix theory.
Yeah. No,
the fix theory is back again.
Hold on. Here's your top three.
I think it's fixed.
Here's your top three. Here's your bottom three. Now, I don't doubt that the person with the fewest amount of votes leaves the show every week, but I think they manipulate us right up till that point.
You know, last week I tried to call for Catherine McPhee, and I tried for about a half an hour. I'd go back to it every now and then, and it was busy. So who knows?
She was smoking hot. Yeah. So they go to the very end of the show, and they say, now here's your chance to review. And as the tape is playing, and you're seeing the video just of these incredible, like, Attack of the 50-foot woman boobs coming at you in high definition, you hear Simon say something like, "Oh, look at that! And whoever the next person is that comes out, you hear them commenting on that too.
Oh, that's great!
And we're pretty sure that on the West Coast feed that it didn't make the cut. That they sweetened it up.
Really?
Yeah. So it's just a little behind the scenes.
Very cool.
With American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm sure that I'm positive tonight that they're going to. For instance, everybody says that guy Elliot is going to win. Oh, and Paula Abdul last night broke down and cried because he's so great. Can I tell you how much ass I think that guy sucks? Really?
Is it because of his look? You just don't like his look, his good looks.
I don't think he's
his boyish good looks.
I don't think he's a good singer.
That he gets from his mother.
What do you mean?
What do you mean with her head on a stick?
I don't think he's good. I don't think he's a good singer. Yuck, he stinks. But
I think he deserves credit for getting the words out through those teeth.
But they'll put him in the bottom three tonight just to dick with people.
Mm-hmm. You think he's so? You think
he's probably?
Who do you think's going to be gone tonight? Rob said, no question, Paris.
Absolutely, Paris.
Okay, well, who are my choices again?
You have Paris.
I don't watch
McPhee.
That much.
You have Paris. You have McPhee, Taylor Hicks,
bald guy,
the rocker,
safe.
Yeah.
Who else? See.
Yeah, it's tough, isn't it?
Well, it's winding down. Is Ace
already?
Gone?
Ace is gone.
Ace is gone. Hold on. Where's the list?
We're such Americans.
Elliot.
Paris. Elliot Yamin.
Oh, Pickler.
Oh,
Kelly Pickler.
Mm-hmm. Doherty. Oh, Jesus. Who's out tonight?
Well, Kelly Pickler.
No way. She's going to be safe till the end. I hate Chris Doherty. God, if there is a God, they would kick his ass off the show. Really, I hate that. Hey, I'm tough, but I'm sensitive, and whatever song I do,
yeah,
I'm going to do it my own style. Tonight I'm going to do that Brian Williams song. This is Brian Williams.
I have had McFever from the very beginning, and I want everyone to know that.
And I'll tell you what I said.
Have I not had McFever from the beginning?
I'll tell you what I said to you off the air.
Mm-hmm.
One of the times after I started watching the show again, she was on, and she had on some schoolgirl outfit that went all the way up to her neck, and she looked very pasty. I thought she was pretty, but Mike said, boy, isn't that McPhee hot? And I said, oh, yeah, you would think so. And he said, why? I said, she looks so Irish.
Like it's a bad thing.
No offense to any Irish.
Of course
not. Of course. But she is...
she turned it on last night, though,
you know,
Jack.
And the thing is, she is, I think, going away the most talented of all of them. She is the best singer of all of them.
And obviously the smartest.
See, she's not as dumb as Pickler.
But that's why
that's
why Pickler's safe. She was stupid again last night. Yeah. She's stupid and cute.
She said last night, I have no one to play pottery with.
You know what? You might be right about Paris.
I promise you it's true.
That's a little girl?
Yeah.
Yep. I would go there, too.
Okay.
Oh, well, we'll always have Paris.
Winding down, though.
Yeah. Anyway, I think it's, I really think it's slanted against the retarded guy. Now, the more I watch it.
Elliot Yamin?
No, not him. The other retarded
Taylor
guy.
Taylor Hicks.
Now, they wouldn't, and here's the thing. It's like they wouldn't mind if Elliot won.
Right.
But they definitely don't want this guy Taylor to win.
I don't understand that. Why wouldn't they want him to win?
Hard to market.
Look, hard to market. Well, no, he's got that kind of Joe Cocker thing going on.
Yeah, and that's so popular.
Well, no, but, I mean, it's not. I don't think you could. He's got like the Southern thing going for him.
Listen, Mike, to be the American Idol, he's too old. I mean, do you think
he's not old. He just has that prematurely gray hair that makes him look old.
Do you think some snot-nosed 16-year-old chick who's just like getting her second period of her whole life is going to say, I got to go out and buy the new Taylor Hicks album?
So is your theory that they manipulate the results so that they can get the most marketable person?
I don't think they can manipulate the final vote total.
This is the show that gave us Ruben and Clay.
But I think both of them better marketing tools,
marketing tools,
than Gomer Pyle. I mean, they look at this guy, Taylor Hicks, and like last night, and you know, they're nice to everybody.
Right.
It was just, you know, yo, dog, I'm not feeling it. I think that might be it for you. And then she's like, you know, you just didn't show me anything.
Was she busting out all over last night?
Yeah, oh, crying. And
well, I was talking about her breasts.
No, she was strapped in.
Were the twins staying home last night?
She was strapped in last night. Strapped in. Well, anyway, you mark my words. They don't want the Gomer Pyle guy to win.
Well, I don't think the Gomer Pyle guy has the level of talent that a couple of the other guys have.
No, it ain't about talent. It's a popularity contest.
It is a popularity contest, and I think McPhee is going to cruise.
Mm. Boy, oh boy. Buzz?
Yes?
You know what? You really should watch it tonight.
Really?
Just so you can see when they show the replay of the outfit this chick had on last night.
I'd like to see.
See, that might motivate him to tune in. Am I right about that?
At least for that
Buzz,
amount of time.
And I don't know, how long has that show been on the air now? 20 years?
About 20.
In the 20 years that show's been on?
It's its fifth season.
There has never been, seriously, a more effable, just perfect piece of ass than her last night on that show.
When I'm right, I'm right.
I mean, listen, if you were soft watching that, go to a doctor immediately.
And you know what she's doing also? She is losing weight every week.
I agree.
And you know, a lot of contestants have done that in years past where they've toned up, you know, because they really have paid attention to the way they look. She is doing the same thing. And, she really is on an upward curve. She's going to get better. Just like Ruben. Just like Clay did. You know?
I said, I'm not even taking the pill. I'm not taking any pills, but I watched Catherine McPhee on, is it McPhee?
McPhee.
Buzz, what are you watching when Idol's on? Because I know you're a big TV watcher.
Usually something on TiVo. I think last night I watched an episode of House.
Oh, okay. All right.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
He's not as cute as that chick, though, Buzz.
Well, no. You take a look at American Idol and watch an episode of Rack.
Okay, so when we come back, we'll start with, and then we'll be done with American Idol today. We'll just hear the part that Rob and I picked up on.
Very good.
Where you can almost hear the audio
of
them with the microphones off. And then we'll start. And, hey, everybody, come on. Come on. Just, you know, hey, back off!
Yes, don't ruin our day of joy.
Just back off!
We're excited about our new digs.
Okay, come on.
Yeah, is it CBS? Yes. Do they have potential to screw it up?
Yes.
Will we punish them if they do?
Yes.
Don't be cynical.
You.
That's our job.
For now, how about just one little ray of sunshine?
Yeah, come on, smile.
And you know how else I know what's happening? Everybody in this building is coming up to us and saying, "We are so sad.
Mm-hmm.
You are leaving.
Mm-hmm.
We are." Because they know. They know what's happening. And we're not leaving. We'll still be on this station.
Right. Yeah, but I'm gonna. You know, there will be a going away party. Enough. I just want to go on record right now. Madonna, you know what I'm looking for.
Oh, no.
Okay? Too many years, baby. Too many years.
You're going to go back to that well, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, it's it's the forbidden fruit.
That's right.
And when you've wanted something for so long, I would think at least at the going away party that we're going to have at the Irish bar down the street.
You'll still see her at the Christmas party.
At the Christmas, doesn't matter.
Right, holidays.
It's not that day-to-day stuff that I live for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Madonna's a sales gal that works here.
Yes.
One of the chicks. One of the chicks that sells commercials on our show.
You know who I'm talking to, Madonna. Talking to you. And you too, Harris.
Oh.
Cola.
You bet.
Well, you can have your way with both of them before we're out of this building.
You know, you might think that I'm going down there to make her laugh when I take my shirt off. No, it's a dance of seduction.
Oh.
You got 3 months, Mike.
Three months that I'm going to make the best.
3 months where you can be Kurt Russell.
Yes.
Just spread the seed.
Yeah,
and show Kurt Russell the proof that you're not just being a man doing what you've been wired to do genetically.
WJFK ladies, that man you see walking by your office in his underwear will be me.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, we really should get this on the web. And when I talked about her areola,
yes,
and the nip slip, you can see both of them. I got the picture of McVee.
Mm.
McPhee, I'll pass it over to Mike. The TF picture of all time.
Oh, my God. Wow.
And then when you're done, would you please... Hey, Robbie, would you run that over to Buzz?
Yes, please.
Mike, you done with it?
He'll be done with it in about an hour.
He's going to need another 4 minutes.
Okay, Mike?
What?
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Run that over to Buzz so he can finally get some of this American Idol goodness.
Can I get a fresh copy?
I bet that this is what brings Buzz over and makes him watch the show tonight.
Thank you. Oh, it's been circled for my delight.
Now, do you see really where you
That's
can see?
Not, no, but you're wrong about that. It's not Oreola, I don't think. But you saw it on TV.
I watched it last night on TV.
It's an actual nip?
And I paused it. No, not the nipple.
No, but I mean
the pepperoni around the nipple.
Right.
No, I'm talking about any of the important areas.
Yeah, I think something's speaking out.
It was a very unusual for me, heterosexual.
Can I go home now and watch it?
Conversation I had with Rob. I called him. I said, oh, my God, she's had a nip slip. I've just gone back and looked, and she looks like the chick in that American Beauty movie.
Yeah.
That she might have, like, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups there.
And even if it isn't, let's pretend it is.
Sure.
It's fantastic.
I'm all about that.
Definitely something peeking out there. And she's lovely.
And probably not stinky, too.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I mean, we were playing the stinky game yesterday.
No way.
She ain't stinky. No.
Not like Pickler.
maybe. I give you that. And you know why? Just because she's stupid. She probably didn't know how to clean it.
But not the stinkiest on that show. Who got voted off?
Oh, okay.
Bucky Covington.
I thought you were talking about Mandingo. Now she's got...
Wow.
Listen, unrelated, but at the beginning of the show, he's talking about that station I worked at, you know, way back in the 70s, WPGC.
Right.
Scott Woodside called me during the commercial break to say that all of it's true. He would come on the air with us sometime to talk about it.
Good.
But not to forget that Elliot and Woodside got to move to the new studios before anybody else did.
He wanted to remind you of that?
And they did. They did. Even after we went through the big cleaning thing, like the next week, they broadcasted from the new studios and everybody else still had to broadcast from the old studios.
Was that a punishment for the rest of you guys?
No, it's because... Mike's because I did the morning show.
Well, they were superstars at that time. Is Woodside still in the business?
He lives in Atlanta, and I believe he sells pilot pens.
Really?
Yeah.
It was a good pen.
Amazing. Yeah. I've talked to him. You know, that's the thing. It's one good thing that's happened, although there's nothing good happened about Frida passing. Right. A lot of my friends
who
I had not talked to in, you know, 20 or 30 years make themselves known. Oh, now listen, about what would ye do? We've received some emails.
Mm-hmm.
People are very curious. Now, we have to kind of speak in code about this.
Yes.
Okay? The show is definitely, our show, is definitely not where it was 2 years ago when they yanked the rug out from underneath us.
Right.
Okay? It's not there, but it's not where it was right before they yanked out the rug.
Right.
However, you know, it's creeping more and more.
Yeah, I mean, there's stuff that we would do now that we wouldn't do right after the big debacle.
You know, I mean, for instance, I think when we had the whole Janet Jackson thing and the bad word getting on our airwaves.
Right.
And, you know, you know what? That someday, really, before That won't be in a book. That'll be something I discuss on the air someday. The whole story there, because there's parts about that that you folks would not believe.
It's amazing.
It's a story.
I mean,
it's still amazing. And if I get really thinking about it, I will be in one seriously bad mood.
But don't be, because we have new digs.
I understand. And you know what? And I'm thinking, those new digs, when it's just us, I think that changes the rules a little bit, too. We can do a lot of very fun stuff in that building.
Right.
Two words, Taiwan basket.
So, anyway, if we were there 2 years ago, and then we were here now, you know, we're never going to be back where we were then before, because I don't know about you cats, but like just having chicks come in and get naked, I'm frankly bored with that. And I'm not married now, so I'm not pussy whipped, Mike.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to nudity.
Thank you.
I'm just saying, you know, I don't see what the listeners really get out of it. I thought that for a long time.
I know.
But that if you can be creative.
You're telling me there's a chance.
You want to be creative with
your
nudity?
I'll rack my brain this weekend.
You want to know?
Buzz is holding up Catherine McPhee
for you. I'm talking specifically about the contest for Friday. What this would week. Ye do?
First things first.
This would be a fantastic way for
us. Yeah, I mean, I know what you're saying. You don't want to award a prize simply because someone comes down here and happens to be naked.
Yeah, do something.
You have to have a little bit more going
entertain
on.
Entertain the listener.
And I believe even before they pulled the rug out, we always raise the bar that much, just a little bit.
You know, now we've got our own internet site, independent of the station, where we can, we put a picture of Arnold Schwarzenegger's penis on there.
You know,
we can put pictures on our website that we choose to put on, and if our contestants allow photographs from the happenings to be put on the internet, we'll do it. Yeah, Mike.
I have a question, Don.
Yeah, Mike.
Since you are monitoring these standards much more closely than I, for example, I'm just giving you a hypothetical. If someone was to propose singing a particular song and had a great talent of that they wanted to demonstrate, but they did it in certain stages of undress, that
of
would
course.
Be acceptable?
Of course.
Something like that.
Yeah, I
didn't want to give any specifics, because you know what? I don't like it when I put ideas in people's heads.
Right. I, as always...
Not what I'm about.
No.
I always think about, well, you can call me a fag, but I like the guy that came down and tied weights to his nuts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's like a, what would you do?
Uh-huh.
Right.
And really, let's think about this. Within reason, almost anything goes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how far the new CBS has come.
Very good.
Let's see. But you got to email this stuff,
yes.
Okay? Because Yanni says we're getting a lot of emails.
That
people.
Is the one thing we have to do. We do, whatever it is, has to be run up the flagpole.
So Yanni
flagpole.
Says we're getting a bunch of emails from people saying, hey, I would come down and let, you know, it's all this, I would eat my own, you know, well, no, you can't do that.
No, right. No.
You couldn't do that before.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you're on the right track. You're on the fast track to winning a trip to Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets to the finale of The Apprentice, courtesy of NBC. We'll give it away Friday. If we don't get any decent responses, we'll do an over-the-air contest.
Very
you know,
good.
A call-in thing. Mm-hmm. But send us emails, because, yeah, you're talented people. Think about what you would do.
Send them to DonandMikeWebsite.com.
And also eating is back.
Mm-hmm.
Gross eating is back as well.
Good.
Want to mention that.
Mm-hmm.
Know a lot of people out there are fans of the gross eating.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And any sounds that might happen, might just happen.
Absolutely.
Okay. American Idol last night. So, we've talked about McPhee and Buzz. Now, come on. You, what do you think?
Oh, I think she's a knockout.
Hey, Buzz has put it on his wall.
Like I said, there's a little something peeking out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on both sides.
Yes.
You got the nip slip on both sides. Oh, boy, and just gigantic. I mean, gigantic, fun, flesh.
One would think.
Titanic orbs.
So it's the end of the show, and they're doing the thing where they say, here are the six contestants and the phone numbers. Mm-hmm. Now, listen and see if you don't hear Simon Cowell and Randy Jackson.
All right.
The very first contestant they show is Catherine McPhee. And as soon as she's on in that yellow dress with her boobs pouring out, listen to this.
Now, we're about to open the lines. Remember, these are 866 numbers, not 800 numbers. Take a look one more time. Chris Daughtry, ladies and gentlemen.
Hear that?
Something, yeah. If you're talking.
And then and they turn the microphones off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know it's small, it's stupid, but what I envision, you got to hear it again.
And maybe we should sweeten it a little bit.
And put it with the video. Mm-hmm. When you put it with the video, when you picture them doing that.
Now, we're about to open the lines. Remember, these are 866 numbers, not 800 numbers. Take a look one more time. Chris Dodger, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, wow, look at her. I really like to. That's a jump on call.
Hold on. Well, you were saying it. You know what? I just heard it. Let's hear this again. Sorry, Mike. I didn't mean to ruin your riff. Randy Jackson says she's hot.
Okay, let me know. Are you going to play it again?
Right when she goes, ya-da-da-da. Just listen carefully, please.
Now, we're about to open the lines. Remember, these are 866 numbers, not 800 numbers.
Shut up, fellow haircuttery VIP.
He says, is it Randy?
Yeah, she says, he says she's hot. And, mm-hmm. and Simon says, I know.
Right.
All right, hold on. Back. Is it all the way at the beginning again?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Now we're about to open the lines. Six numbers, nine. One more time. Chris Dodger, ladies and gentlemen.
Not too maddening to hear over and over, is it?
And what you hear more than anything is you hear kind of that guy tone
it's
where it's
guy
like oh, man, yeah.
Right. Okay, thank you. that was your highlight from American Idol.
But the only mistake, you know, when he said Chris Daughtry, that's who they were talking about.
Being hot.
They were saying he's hot.
That's right.
And Simon said, yeah. Yeah. And then he said, boy, am I in love.
I think about my life in place.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Everybody's going to laugh in place.
Pretty good for us time-wise. You've been on the air for an hour, 5 minutes. You're actually playing the song that starts the show.
Very good.
Good for us.
Mike's favorite part.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or between 2 and 6 or 1 and 5, noon and 4 on the West Coast, noon and 4, or check your local listing.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello! Today we will start with Jay Ferguson.
Hello!
From his album, This Was My Only Hit Record.
Hello!
Called Thunder Island.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Hello.
Hi there.
Oh, hi there.
Hello.
All right, let's... What are you?
We're miming. I'm being Yul Brynner.
We're being
and the
bang.
King and I.
Oh, okay.
You got it?
Yeah.
Yes, I am. Oh, ta-da!
What about Rob?
He's mentally retarded.
Yeah.
What was that?
He's mentally retarded. He's mentally retarded.
I could just get a second opinion on that.
Okay.
That's common knowledge. The guy's retarded.
Yeah. Well. That sentence is how's your phlegm?
You know, it's all over you.
Tell me about it.
Your eating contest.
You're nasty. Soaking in it.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Why isn't Joe wearing shoes today? And all the ships at sea.
Are you kidding?
He just came in here in his stocking feet.
Well, he's going to get a ringworm. Yeah, walking around these floors. Get it or give it. Get or give.
Jesus Christ.
I put them back on.
What?
I put them back on.
Okay.
Leave them on at all times. I don't want you bringing in any bad foot disease to our new place.
That's right. I just had one of those attacks to one of my toe where you just have to take off your shoe and itch it. Itch it good.
A little athlete's foot jump?
Reckon so.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, would you say goodbye in your British accent?
All right, tally out there. We'll talk today, then.
Okay. Bye-bye.
He's mentally retarded.
You better boil those socks. Here they are to spread their seed, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hi, everybody. This is the Don and Mike Show, and it's a new episode on this Wednesday.
Wednesday!
404-260-0406.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded. Buzz is just fine. Here's your phone numbers. You can call us from anywhere in America. Well, you know, we play that tape every day, and it really doesn't make a lot of sense.
I like the affirmation, though.
You're the least retarded of us, Buzz. Our phone number is 877-365-3636. Or you can call us at 800-636-1067. And if you live in Washington, D.C., you're listening on WJFK. You can call 202-432-1067. You want to email us for the contest or anything else? Email at donandmikewebsite.com. The show's there for your pods, for your iPods. Go to iTunes, go to Talk Radio. There's about 100 episodes there. And we are finally on the intronet. And if you go to our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com, just click on the little icon that says Listen Live, and you're going to get the stream.
Ooh. How's it look today? What's happening?
Not good today.
Push harder.
I can't tell you what it is.
Oh, my God.
Mike?
That is horrible. That's the worst thing I've ever seen.
Oh. Okay.
Man. Oh.
Okay. There was a boil.
That is horrible.
That had to be lanced.
Is that as painful as it looks?
You bet. But as always, it's out there for the fans.
Oh, watch out.
I had a boil.
Mm-hmm.
Right on the tip of my...
Mm-hmm. And it was lanced?
Yeah. It's painful.
I bet.
So I said to the doc, when he was lancing the boil on the tip of my of my Johnson...
That will be the one I believe that will not survive. That one right there.
That'll make it. Anyway, when the doctor was taking care of that, I said, hey, doc, put that in a bottle, and I want to add that to our internet stream today.
A message in a bottle.
And he said, you really should be concerned. You know, you have more than one of these boils.
Yeah, usually one or two a month, right?
I have, Mike, well, really, if I was to take off my pants... my genitals look like I have, you know, those, the plastic bubbles, the packing
bubble wrap.
Yeah. Blisters, really.
Yeah. It either looks like I've been attacked by bees down there, or I'm having some type of allergic reaction, but just hideous, absolutely hideous, like something out of a monster movie. That's
attacked by bees. Ant bee.
Sorry, looking down there.
B. Arthur.
T. Benedaria.
No, I'm kidding, of course. My genitals are perfectly smooth.
Perfectly clean.
They're wonderful. They're beautiful. Fantastic.
No real need for applause there, Rob.
Come on.
He knows.
I can understand his gratitude.
He was in the meeting tonight.
Rob was standing up in the middle of the theater applauding there, and you know, we didn't follow him down that road. I will not applaud your genitals on the radio. I will not. I have my standards. I truly do.
Not on the radio.
Case of class.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, just to let you know, on the West Coast, it was coming through loud and clear, Simon's comments were.
Do we have a website we go to to get audio? And Fox normally puts audio up, and they didn't have that up today.
When the first place I went to get it, it was not there, so I had to pull it from my own TiVo.
Did they modify the video at all? Did they do? Obviously, they can't do that, but did they have maybe a cutaway? You know, I mean, they can do that on the Today Show. I mean, her cleavage was not edited for the West Coast.
Oh, no.
On the West Coast, they went to the test pattern with the Indian in the middle.
But, oh, my God. She was so hot that
night. You know there would have been trouble if on the West Coast feed she was wearing a turtleneck.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys. Hey, I know you guys have a nip slip, but when I saw it, she walked up to the camera while she was singing, and her dress kind of opened up, and you saw something down there. I don't know if you guys got it.
There was none of that.
What you mean, like her daisy?
No, I mean, you see it. I think it's either her underwear, or there was something there. Cause
Rob and I had a, and again, good for us, it was not a gay conversation. We had a lengthy conversation about her control top pantyhose, which we believe were not controlling anything.
No, there was a very tight dress, and there was like a stripe. And there was
she had like kind of a girdle thing on.
Yeah, and you know, she's
not, a little chunky.
She's not slight.
No, she's not.
But it was...
There's more cushion for the pushers.
That's right.
They needed to control a little more.
Yeah, yeah. She's a little heavy.
Just right.
Just right.
Suddenly Buzz is a big American Idol fan.
I think she's perfect.
Hey, Marcia, I think we should... I know I've said for 5 years, it's crap. Let's watch. I'd like to give her a ride in a Jeep. Because I'm nice.
I'm nice. That's right.
Because I'm nice. Because I'm the voice of every car dealer in the world.
My my dog, there's Colonel Clink, much like Buzz, my dog has, I had to take him to the vet the other day. He has two bad hips and severely arthritic.
Yeah.
The reason I brought him in to the vet was that he had, what anybody with a dog knows, it was a hot spot. This thing that looks like... You ever heard of that?
No.
And it's not, it's not between his legs.
Oh, okay.
It was on his hind quarters. When it looks
a hot
like,
spot like...
Well, here's the thing. When you look at him... It's, no, not hot like that.
Not that
it
hot.
Looked, when I looked at him, he was limping a little bit in his hind quarters, and it looked like he had been bitten by another animal.
Oh, really?
And he was licking it and trying to tend to it.
Oh, like a hot spot, like he and it gets worse and worse the more he licks it.
Yeah. So I had to bring him into the vet, and what they did was they cleaned up the hot spot. I'm going to get to my point on this very quickly. They cleaned up the hot spot. They gave me some meds
for his
arthritis. They said he'd be okay, and I swear to God, the last time that I went to a human doctor to have a checkup. And I'm talking when I went in a couple of months ago, and I did the whole goddamn thing. Finger up.
Yeah.
Right there. Blood test.
Right.
Put me on the treadmill to check out my cardio. Every test in the world, it cost $200 more today.
Did you have a rigid sigmoidoscopy?
It was $200. It was $400.
Thank you, sir.
It was $400 to get the regular human. We are going to check you for absolutely everything.
Uh-huh.
Okay, $600 today for the dog. The dog's meds alone are like $200. Really,
really.
I mean, I love my dog.
Mm-hmm.
I love my dog, and I don't mind paying. It's just I looked at the bill, and it was like, you are kidding me.
I got to check because I know Carla took Beluga to the doggy doctor for a bad cartilage, torn cartilage in his shoulder.
Ouch.
That they don't have, and he came home last night and had a little reaction to his medication.
Oh,
some poopies?
Yeah, some poopies of the kind that you've described about Clint.
Oh, that's diarrhea.
Antibiotics,
Yeah. Well, you know, that must be why. I mean, for a while, my kid, Bart, had floated with the idea of being a vet. Back when he was in high school, he worked at a vet clinic.
I'm not incorrect when I say you have to go to school, med school, for veterinary medicine longer than you do to be a regular doctor.
It's like 8 years instead of 4 years or whatever it is to be a human doctor. And they say that they don't make as much money as human doctors, but, you know, I mean, and this vet place that I go to is
And then
great.
After all that studying, you have to, like, deal with anal glands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, purging.
That's pretty nasty.
Six bills? So they must think I'm heartless because I picked him up and he's like, "Oh, Daddy, I'm so glad. Thank you, Daddy." I'm looking at the bill going.
Was it outpatient care too? I mean, or was it? It wasn't any surgery or anything. I mean, replace the hips.
How many private rooms?
No, they had him during the day. That was it. All I know is I looked. I said $600. And they said, yeah. I said, okay. I said, is he in a lot of pain?
Oh.
You know, because they know what I'm thinking right away, and I felt like such a jerk because what I was saying, you know, hey, if it's $600 now,
can we maybe reduce this care a little bit? You know, what's a little limp? It's a dog,
right?
Yeah, that's exactly. And you know, and then they, you know, the people at the vet clinic give you
because they're all the animal rights people.
Well, no, and I'm with them. It's just.
But you don't want your dog to suffer.
No, right? I don't. No, I don't.
But what did they do for 600 beans? Did they get they give him medication?
They treated the hot spot.
Two glass eyes.
They shaved it down. Uh-huh. I think they gave him whatever booster shots he needed because of this. And then the most expensive part was the medicine.
Right. Do they do health insurance for dogs?
That's a good question. I bet you can buy it.
I bet
you can get insurance, but I don't think people have it.
Except, my dog is like the Lauren Bacall of dogs.
A dog is a luxury item, believe it or not. I mean, I hate to talk about a dog like it's a thing, but, John, you know something about this? They do have insurance for dogs?
You can buy dog insurance for your pets.
Really?
Definitely. You can put it online. I'm not exactly sure where, but I know for
You know what? Now, I wouldn't want to be a vet, but that's what I would have chosen as a career.
Yeah.
Dog insurance salesman. Just like, pardon me, can you tell me where the college is? I'm giving a lecture.
Anyway, I don't mind paying. I love the dog.
Yes.
And what's odd is that since I now know this phenomenon,
right?
I have found hot spots on myself as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That you've been licking?
What is the... I see one. Yeah, is it where you're constantly licking
it? You can't miss it, Mike. Where's my cone, Rob?
I'm going to put it on you in the next break.
It's my big, gigantic cone.
Only one question when I look at that hot spot. Where does the thigh end and the crotch begin?
Oh, and one other thing, just from my tragic personal life. I also had the humiliation of calling Fausto, my man Fausto.
Fausto?
Who I called Hector on the show yesterday, the lawn guy.
Fausto.
Oh, okay. So I call him yesterday and I say, hey, it's me. Think you can come by and maybe fix what I did in the backyard. Because, as I mentioned, he did the front, and it's immaculate.
Yes.
And in the backyard, I did.
Right.
And really, it looks like somebody said, hey, Stevie Wonder, or the blind guy from American Idol last night, why don't you come on out and do some mulching? Oh, and speaking of, the other thing about American Idol,
yeah.
David Foster, is that guy's name?
Yeah.
Hey, eat one, pal. You know, you're about as relevant as I am.
Who the hell is David Foster?
David Foster is the creep that wrote, like, the love theme to St. Elmo's Fire.
Yeah.
Right.
So he's sitting there with the blind guy, and you want to talk about a slicky boy, know-it-all. With everybody, they would come out, he'd say, what are you going to sing? Well, I'm going to sing, how much is that doggy in the window? Like, okay. How much is that? No, stop right there. I think you really should go, how much is that? Try it like that.
How much is
that?
Kingsley.
The reason he was there is he produced Bocelli's last album.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say it was four or five times when people were doing their warm-ups with him, he'd push the professional piano player aside and say,
sit down himself.
Yeah, you're going dee-dee-dee, and you need to go dee-dee-dee. And he'd play it on the piano in just such a dick way.
If David Foster married Hugh Grant, he'd be David Foster Grant. I don't know why I said that. I was compelled to, and I apologize.
You love sunglasses.
I do. I love sunglasses.
So,
do they even make those anymore?
Yes. Foster Grant.
At drug fair.
So I call Fausto, and he comes out, and he looks. And
Fausto sounds like he should be doing some kind of play or something like that.
He is a very nice guy.
Mexican Americans don't like to just get into gang fights.
So he comes over. He pulls up in his truck full of chickens.
Me too.
You know, wearing a straw hat.
Mexican Americans.
INS on his trail. Anyway.
Did he leave Napoleon Dynamite in charge of the farm?
Yes, he looked in the backyard. He walks back at me and he says, oh. I said, what? And he said, oh, she'd be so sad. I said, what? And he said, Miss Frida.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, okay. Listen, dude, you got
the... You got the gig? No need to oversell it?
You got it. Don't worry about it. But he was being... He said, you know,
yeah,
she took such pride. Oh, I see.
You know what? I never asked you about that mulch. Was there spillage, like with the wheelbarrow, as you were?
Yeah, of course.
So, like the yard. You don't know where the mulch begins.
Why,
the grass?
Yeah. Why clean it up? Ain't mulch good for grass?
I don't think it can hurt it. It depends anyway on what kind of mulch. Did you get like the thinly chopped up, or did you get the big wood chips?
No. Big chips and big lots chunks of wood.
Yeah, it will screw up your lawn then. Yeah.
Anyway, he was out there. He fixed it all. So thank you very much. Yeah. And said that maybe we should...
Mexican America don't like to just get into gang fights.
Maybe we should take a picture. But he actually wanted to take a picture before he started. And I said, why? And he said, what kind of... To remind you. And he couldn't have been... He said, you know, You're nice now. You're talented. You speak on radio. You're good. You love your wife. You love your family that come through. But... You're no good. I'm like, okay, I get it.
You've made yourself very clear.
I get it. So I'm not going to be mulching anymore. Oh, and I just did want to also mention that thing about Frida that's going to be on Channel 9 tomorrow. I feel like a pimp mentioning this. But the more I think about it, they asked today for some photos of Frida to add to this thing that Channel 9 is going to run on a couple of nights on their news. I only mention it because I think, unless they screw it up in the editing, I think it should be a very nice tribute to Frida. And, you know, I miss her every day, and I love her, and I'm moving on with life. But, you know, maybe if you lost somebody, as jive as it sounds, you know, and then you're going through something, watch it. You know,
relate.
Because, you know, the big question they ask me is, you know, how do you get through it? Yeah. And here's the shock. The answer is, I don't know. You just keep going.
Right.
But anyway, it'll be on Channel 9. And some very nice photos of Frida. So I mentioned that because, you know, because I love her. And it's going to be on TV.
Right.
So you'll be able to see why I loved her so much. And what else? Oh, you know, I don't know about this either. I'm just a mess.
What?
My kid's 21 now.
Right.
21. Which is great. And called me up today, says, hey, Pops. I say, yeah, what's happening? He says, you realize I have my final exams in 2 weeks. I said, oh, great. You know, what is that, like the 10th of May?
Yeah.
He says, well, guess I'll be home shortly after that.
Oh. It's that early summer, late spring quality time that you enjoy so much.
I said, wait, whoa, let's slow that. Wait, what? And he said, well, what am I supposed to do? So we had to have the whole discussion. You're 21 now. I know you get this. You don't stay in that. You know, it's not a party over the summer.
Right.
It's not Chateau Relaxo.
He hasn't made his working plans yet.
The word is job. And, well, he caved. He caved. So
will he be staying down in the southernmost reaches of the world for most of the summer, or coming up to see you?
We do not know. Depends where the job prospects are, Mike.
Very good.
Depends where they are. All I know is, yeah, I love that kid more than life itself. But he's 21 now.
Mm-hmm.
21.
Amazing.
And he's an only child.
Right.
And I told him, you have the hardship now of only having me raising you. Mm-hmm. There's not the freedom to influence. So 21 now means I'm officially off the hook.
Right.
And I'm off the hook anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm off the hook, which means no job, no staying at home this summer. And for just a second, he gave me some of the drama queen.
Yeah.
You're telling me I'm not welcome in my own home. And I said, yes.
So let me see if I've got this straight. This is, if he gets a job, he gets to stay home, or
yes,
oh, well, that's fine. So,
yeah, that
yeah. And then
that's
living.
Not. See, people might think you were saying no job, no house, you know, or anything like that. No, if he gets employment, but he can't come home and just lie by the pool all
right.
summer.
Right, and then he
normal.
He wised up. He said, well, you know, then, and I like it when he backtalks me like I don't like he's been saying this, like, of course I'm going to get a job.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
Does he know how to mulch?
See, his problem is, ideally, here's the job he'd love.
Okay, good. What?
If they had a job where you could just sit on your ass, eat and drink all day, and play video games, and sleep until 4 o'clock in the afternoon,
mm-hmm.
he'd love that. Mm. That's like his dream. I keep telling him
he's in the right area. This is the home of the federal government.
There is no such.
Seriously.
PS12.
I have just, ladies and gentlemen around the country, I have just done a very nice job of alienating a rather significant portion of our listeners.
All the GSers, Mike.
But they are
GSers.
All laughing, hopefully. It's just a little joke.
No. Anyway. So,
thanks for the traffic.
We had to have the whole. Anyway, he's cool with it.
Uh-huh.
He's cool with it.
Good.
But we had to have that discussion, bringing up the much dreaded. You know, we're talking about job prospects and everything.
Sounds to me, seriously, that he needs to be in some sort of night shift position.
Well,
like, has he ever thought about? Because isn't he still kind of nocturnal?
But Mike, that unfortunately would take away from Party Central
quality party time.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
So we were discussing the jobs that he thought he might want to have, and it sounds like he wants Tony Snow job. You know, it's like he would like a real high profile, not a lot of work job where you make a lot of money and mm-hmm. you get. So finally, we had to. It came down to say. Listen, here's my bottom line. And he said, okay. I said, bottom line, it's called Domino's Pizza.
Yeah.
Always hiring, he said. And this is where I know he's cool. He's 21. He said, like, I'm an idiot. Like, you know, if he would have said this for a moment, well, we would have had this discussion. Mm-hmm. He says, of course, Dad. That's like my last resort. You know, mm-hmm. after all, he said, don't forget, last summer, I did deliver pizzas last summer, Dad. Don't forget. I do have experience, Dad.
That's it. He's got
delivering pizzas.
Yeah, Dad.
Okay. Congratulations.
What do you think he'll end up doing?
Delivering pizzas.
There you go. Good for him.
Delivering pizzas.
Good for
Probably
you.
Probably so. I don't know. Hello, Don and Mike show.
It's just, hi, Don. Hey, Mike.
It's great. My life is too freaking crazy right now. It's like everything's going on at work, and then I got the thing about Frida, and then I'm mixed up in my life about this chick that I'm with who I think I kind of like, and I don't know what's going on, and then my kid's coming home, and then I got the other kid now who's in my life now, and that's great, but it's like I'm not used to getting. I'm not complaining about this. It's just I'm in the middle of something, and the phone will ring, and I'm talking, and all of a sudden. It's, you know, she's one and a half,
mm-hmm.
my granddaughter, Carly, do you want to hear her talk?
Right.
Well, of course I do. Are you kidding?
Mm-hmm.
Then it's like I hear in the background, tinka, tinka, da, 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 da. And like, okay, that's great. Beautiful. Hello? I just hear, bing, bang, bang.
She's on the phone with you.
I go, hello? Is your mommy there? Mommy, is your mommy there? And now this is how smart this is. 1.5
Uh-huh.
She goes, Amy. I said, that's right. That's your mommy's name,
right.
Amy. Is Amy there? Amy.
Off the phone.
So I guess what happened was Amy just put her on the phone.
and drove across the state line.
I was just right. There was, I guess, another emergency, another child.
Right.
One of the grandkids was doing something. So,
sure.
You know, it's just, things are just too nutty right now inside my
Lots
head.
Lots going on.
Too much happening inside my head. That's why I must focus on American Idol.
Mm-hmm. I see.
What's really important. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. Hey. I did a little scientific experiment last night about American Idol. And what I did is I waited till there was just 20 minutes left in the voting, and then I started calling each person and voting for them, and I couldn't get through to most of them, but Kelly Pickler almost every time, which would indicate that she had plenty of space on her
system. She's got plenty of space.
So therefore, she is.
I think they refer to that as the gap. Oh, you know what? I forgot to tell you.
Fall into the gap.
Do you know how you said that when we were talking about the environment, and you're talking about the big SUV that I drive around in, and you're like, you know, walk the walk instead of talking the talk.
Uh-huh. Right.
I will have you know that in the spirit of environmentalism, I have made a significant purchase that was installed yesterday.
Really? What's that?
Well, I believe that everybody's got to do their best to recycle and conserve.
All right. What is it?
I bought a new sprinkler system. Yes, for my front yard.
How's that going to help?
It's not. I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
It's the opposite. My dry sense of humor. Yes, apparently that's one of the things they say, you know, because conserving water is one of the things we're all supposed to do to help the planet.
The world is 90% water. We're 90% water.
Right.
Christ, if we run out of water, it's just get our fattest people and cut them open.
Yep. And it runs on premium gasoline, too.
Don't you ever watch Star Trek?
Mm-hmm.
They always say, stupid human, 90% water.
They call them water bags.
Bag of water.
Bag of water.
Talking bag of water.
But here's the deal. I don't know if it works. They put it in. I know that there was evidence of where it was moist. I don't know how to run the big control box.
Oh.
So I'm worried that, you know, at a certain point you'll see me. You know, I'll be going over to my neighbor Richard and going, hello, Richard.
You know,
I'm having an issue with my sprinkler system.
I'm sure it'll be like the sprinklers in this stupid building that only go on when it is pouring freaking rain. How many times you come in here during a thunderstorm and you see the sprinklers outside just like crazy?
Right. I spent extra for the rain sensor.
Good for you. There's conservation.
I got everything. I got the whole deal. I got sprinkler heads where I don't even need them.
Don and Mike Show.
It's going to be great.
Some just for pleasure.
Are you there? Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I was just calling. One, I was thinking that Randy was saying she's fine. Instead of she's hot.
Mm. Maybe, you know, we're splitting hairs. We're splitting, splitting pubes at this point.
And what do you think about, since we're talking about splitting hairs, what do you think about Kathleen McPhee?
Catherine McPhee?
Catherine McPhee.
In that
department.
Bye-bye. I think she's probably got what I like.
Mm-hmm.
The Dr. Laura look.
The full thing.
Right. Yeah.
I think so. I think most likely she looks like Ben Wallace of the Pistons down there. For you basketball fans, Ben Wallace got that big, giant, afro.
All right.
That's wishful thinking.
Those were pretty, pretty tight pants she had on last night. You know what? We can't take a call. We got a break, right? Got a break. Charlie interview coming up.
Ah.
And what's Charlie's topic today?
Popcorn-flavored ice cream.
Mm.
Oh, my God.
Be right back.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
You move me. You celebrate what this competition is all about. And, you know, I spent the day yesterday watching the tapes when everyone first started, and you've moved me from the beginning, but you are this handsome, evolved performer that isn't, you are an American Idol. You are. You have a huge...
Simon Cowell, please. Why are you laughing, Simon?
I'm not laughing. Okay. 7 weeks ago, I said that, in my opinion, you're one of the best.
best we've ever had. Tonight, in part, that was like a vocal masterclass. It was superb.
Paula.
Paula won't stop crying.
No. She is so upset. Come on, Paula, it's a thing of joy.
And you know, when you cry like that, it makes everyone think you're banging the guy.
Yeah.
Although she didn't.
Who is she preaching that to?
Elliot.
Oh, yes.
Here it is again. Hold on. It'll come out of this break.
You move me. You celebrate what this competition is all about. And, you know, I spent the day yesterday watching the tapes of when everyone first started. And
here she goes.
You've moved me from the beginning. But you are this handsome, evolved performer that it's you are an American Idol. You are. You have a
few... Her meds were kicking in.
Equally attractive to both sexes, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Paula Abdul.
Yeah.
You should have seen her last night, really. I thought Simon Cowell was going to smack her.
She was tranquilized.
She sure was. Oh, it's Charlie time.
Yay.
Well, let me turn that off. I know Charlie doesn't like babies. Or does he?
Mexican-American!
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Don. How are you?
Do you like babies, Charlie?
I love babies, except when they cry a lot. I don't like them at all when they cry.
Why is that,
Charlie? Mexican-Americans don't like to get into gang fights. Your show is very funny. Very funny, Don.
You are very funny, Charlie.
Thank you, Don. How are you?
Did you watch American Idol last night?
No.
Why?
Don't like it.
You don't like American Idol?
Too many rules. Too many rules, Don. Lots of bad rules.
Well,
I'm not feeling real well.
Oh, not again.
What's wrong?
No.
What? I thought Mike's voice was much better.
So did I.
Oh, no. What's wrong, Charlie?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Did Mike...
Babies surrounded me in the orphanage in the 1940s. They really did. Lots of babies. Little babies with rattles.
Charlie?
Yeah.
You know why you're here for the Charlie interview?
Because we're gonna interview a guy that makes ice cream.
Popcorn-flavored ice cream.
Popcorn-flavored ice cream, Don.
Oh.
Sadly, my voice seems to approximate Uncle Fester. I'm not quite sure what's wrong. Mike got a good night's sleep last night.
Did Mike have a lot to drink last night?
No. Nothing more than usual.
Oh. Didn't we warn Mike yesterday that we'd be having... warned him 2 days in advance it'd be a Charlie day today?
Mr. Mike! Bad man.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Mike was at a charity do, Ross.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, yes, he was.
I love it when you quote Barbarians of the Gate, Charlie. Mm.
Well, Ross, you know, it's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
This is terribly exciting, Ross. Yeah, we're going to a charity do.
So Mike O'Mara was at a charity thing last night.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
And is that why?
For the American Cancer Society.
Well, that's nice.
So would that be why you're not feeling well today?
I don't know. I'm not giving anything up. That's what Mr. O'Mara told me. He said, Charlie, whatever you do, don't give anything up to anybody. Lesson you have to. So, you know, we just do what we do. That's what we do.
Hey, did you hear about Friday? We're thinking about bringing back What Would You Do?
Eating contest.
Okay, well, maybe...
Stuff it all into your mouth and then throw up. Right on the radio.
More than that, Charlie. We'll just see what people would do for a trip to Los Angeles.
Wartime at the orphanage was tough. Whole milk was hard to come by.
Mm-hmm.
We had to eat oatmeal without milk with water on it. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So there's popcorn flavored ice cream.
You know what I mean, baby?
Oh, God, Charlie.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, no, we're to this point.
Yeah. No, it's going to be fine. No milk means no ice cream. Right. We had no ice cream in WW2. Hmm. There was none to come by.
I keep forgetting. How old are you again, Charlie?
65.
Wow. 65.
Right?
Exactly.
Right, Mr. Rob?
That's right, Mr. Charlie.
Hi, Mr. Rob.
Hi.
Hi, Mr. Buzz.
Hi, Charlie.
Charlie's here. Rock and roll, popcorn, ice cream.
Yeah. Okay, so the deal is this, Charlie.
What?
There's a guy in the state of New York.
Packers.
What about the Packers?
You're wearing a Packers sweatshirt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Packers! Favre's coming back. He has a lot of beard stubble.
We hope so.
I saw him on TV.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of beard stubble all over his face. Huh. Not really presentable.
You know, a game we were playing. A game we were playing yesterday.
What?
It was called Who's Stinkier.
Okay.
So now it's about girls.
Don't do that thing you do.
And it's about their daisies.
Don't do. I know what that means.
So.
Right.
That's right. So, let's
the
think
orphanage
about,
had nuns that beat me.
Let's think about this.
All right.
Who's stinkier?
Mm-hmm.
Paula Abdul
mm-hmm.
or Britney Spears?
Hmm. I got to think about it.
Okay, really? Who's stinkier down there?
Paula Abdul.
Why, Charlie?
Because you played the tape of her just now, and it was the only thing in my brain.
Uh-huh.
She's got to smell bad. Down there, where her daisy is. Real bad. Real, real bad. Oh. Oh. My orphanage was called the House for Simpletons.
The House for Simpletons?
House for Simpletons.
The House for Simpletons and Halfwits.
I see.
And they said, welcome, little Charlie, to the House for Simpletons and Halfwits. Your room is upstairs, window licker.
Hey,
wow, that's no way to greet you.
This is you, Mongo.
15 to a bed. Man, you want to talk about smell.
Uh-huh.
God. Nasty nuns, big hairy arm nuns, big sticks. Wore the outfits, but they rolled their sleeves up. Oh. They had big Popeye arms.
Let's take a call for Charlie. Hello, Charlie Show.
What's coming now? It's the guy's retarded.
Hey, watch it. Tom and I were talking. That's bad.
Yeah.
Bad, bad, bad.
He's mentally retarded.
Hated that place. Thank God I burned it down in 1978.
Burned it
to the ground.
Wow.
Charlie.
Burn it down. Jump around.
Charlie,
there's an American.
There's a man.
They like to get into a gang fight.
There's a man in the state of New York who's making popcorn flavored ice cream.
He loves popcorn flavored
ice cream. I assisted at Tom Gavin's birth.
Good job.
Man, that was a struggle.
Did you have to use forceps?
Oh, man, everything. Forceps,
barbecue,
my arms.
Barbecue tongs.
Pull. All the time. And I'm like, grab the head.
Did you bite the
cord? I was a midwife. I was a licensed midwife in 16 states.
Wow.
Boys,
are on their game today. I'm not making any of this up. All being written for me.
Did you, you cut the cord? Did you bite the cord?
Nope. Pulled it out.
Just pulled it out.
Hard.
Pulled
lots
it out
of
hard.
Screaming and a yelling. A screaming and a yelling, but then a beautiful baby born.
Yes.
Beautiful baby with a full beard.
And as always, you celebrated what with a bucket of paint chips?
A bucket of paint chips and chicken.
Mm.
That's right. Paint chips on one side, chicken on the other.
Chicken and chips.
And we all celebrated. And we knew it was a boy. Because he was big.
Yeah.
You could see it a country mile away, Mr. Gavin.
I was saying.
Oh.
Then we put him on a strict diet. All he could eat for 3 months.
Yeah.
Pop-Tarts and Fresca. That's all that he could eat. We fed him night and day.
Charlie?
No ice cream in the orphanage. I wrote a song about it.
Really? Okay, go ahead.
No ice cream in the orphanage. No milk to have anymore. We can't have ice cream till the war is over. And my nun is a big whore.
Oh.
Oh. Bad Charlie. Bad,
yeah.
Buzz.
Bad Charlie.
How you doing?
I'm well, Charlie.
I love your car commercials.
Oh, thank you very much. Right
there
for you.
I do.
Yeah.
They really make me feel like you're telling me a story.
I like to do that. Yeah.
I was so glad we beat the Nazis.
Yes.
I really was. Stream of consciousness, Charlie.
Uh-huh.
And Tojo, that was a bad one.
Yeah.
That was a bad one. That Tojo. Oh, my God. Who left this?
What's that?
That picture.
Yeah, it's a picture of Catherine McPhee.
Wow, she...
Oh, did you Forrest Gump on us? Yeah.
Right away.
Yeah.
I gotta be cleaned up now.
You and me both, pal.
Clean me up. Clean me up, Johnny. Who's Johnny? Who's Johnny? I like that story about when you were working at the pig.
Hey, Charlie?
WPGC. 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 I used to listen to Harv Moore.
Charlie?
Yes, Don?
The man's name is Scott.
Scott.
And he makes ice cream that tastes like popcorn.
Ew! No, wrong, no, wrong,
I thought
wrong,
you would like
wrong.
It. You
no, I like bubblegum ice cream, chocolate ice cream, Rocky Road ice cream, pecan ice cream, butternut crunch, cherry Garcia.
Uh-huh.
I like Baskin Robbins. I like Cold Stone Creamery. But I went to Cold Stone and got my hand stuck.
What?
Froze right to that little plate.
Oh, yeah.
One time, I shot a koala bear.
What?
I shot a koala bear.
Why?
We went to the zoo on a field trip.
You can't.
And I shot it with my slingshot.
Hello, Scott?
Hello?
Hello, Scott or Steve? What's
Scott.
That? Scott?
Scott, this is Charlie Stewart. You're on the air.
That was the work number. We got to call the business number. Or is it vice versa? That one?
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Gillespie said he wanted to give me a bath.
Really?
Don't know nothing about that, I said.
Interesting. Oh. I heard, Scott.
Yes.
I heard that Greg Gillespie's wife is coming into town this week.
They're moving down.
His wife and family.
Yeah.
That's great.
I guess that means he won't be making as many appearances at the Junkies Bikini Contests now.
You're being clever.
Charlie.
Hello.
Say hello to Scott Aldrich.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, Charlie.
My name's Charlie Stuang Stabilak, and let me tell you something about myself. I love ice cream.
And welcome to the Charlie Show. The topic today
is ice cream.
Popcorn-flavored ice cream.
Ew! Scott, I have so many questions for you.
Okay.
I have to ask you about popcorn-flavored ice cream. That sounds bad to me, dude.
It was great.
No way!
Delicious.
Do you put the popcorn in the ice cream, or is it just flavored like popcorn?
Well, in our manufacturing process, we added popcorn right to the mix of ice cream.
Oh, my God!
Yep.
Oh, boy. Hi, Scott.
Hi.
Tell me all about your ice cream.
Well, this story generates...
My favorite flavors, I have so many of them, but I don't like popcorn ice cream because I've never had it before.
Do you think Scott knows what it was like to grow up in an orphanage?
Not my orphanage. That's why I burned it down. I was telling all the boys here about the time I burned down the orphanage.
You shouldn't.
I was so mad.
They didn't give you any ice cream?
Killed all the nuns.
No.
All of them. I was born December 13th, 1940, in an orphanage.
Now, weren't the nuns taking your temperature all the time?
Mm-hmm.
In that
all
way?
All the time. Bad. All the time.
Bad
morning, touch. Lunchtime, dinner, and then middle of the night, too, which really sucked.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I used a bad word.
That's okay.
I'm sorry, Don.
Charlie?
So, Scott, what other kind of flavors do you have?
Well, you're supposed to ask him about the popcorn.
Really? Why?
Well, that's we got
to... I thought you said, Charlie, we're going to do an interview with this guy about ice cream.
Well, I know that he's made... haven't you made spaghetti ice cream before?
We made chocolate spaghetti ice cream.
What's chocolate spaghetti ice cream, Scott?
It was chocolate ice cream with spaghetti in it.
Wow. Chocolate ice cream? Did the spaghetti taste like tomatoes?
No, it tasted like spaghetti.
You mean like just the noodle part?
Just the pasta.
I don't like tomato sauce, just buttered noodles.
It doesn't go well with chocolate anyway.
Just buttered noodles, Scott.
Charlie, ask him the stinky game.
Oh, yeah. Who's stinkier? Kelly Pickler or Barbara Walters?
I'd say Barbara.
Funny one, Scott.
Charlie.
Who's the stinkiest woman in your office?
I don't have any.
Make sure he knows.
They're all great.
The type of stink we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Okay, here's the deal. We do a game on the Don and Mike Show. It's called Stinky or Not Stinky. And we take two women and we say, who do you think, Scott, would be the stinkiest?
Yeah.
And when we're talking about it, we're talking about down there. You know what I mean, wink, wink?
I'm with you, wink, wink.
Okay, let's play again.
Okay.
Who do you think is stinkiest? Okay? I got to pick somebody that's really, really famous, all right? Let me, hold on, let me think. I got it.
Okay.
Katie Couric.
Okay.
Or, who's another TV lady? Katie Couric or Doris Roberts?
I'd have to say Katie.
Right! That's the one that I would say. I'm giving you applause.
See, I think Doris Roberts, that's the mom on Everybody Loves Raymond.
That is a great show.
Yeah.
But I love Raymond.
I bet she's got some.
Do you ever see the dad who's bald?
She's got some VO problems.
VO! I don't get it.
Vag odor.
Oh, Daisy.
Yeah, yes.
Down there.
Daisy odor.
Especially in the summertime, Scott. It's odor down there.
Hey, you might ask, is he selling any of the popcorn ice cream?
Are you selling any of the popcorn ice cream?
Well, we made popcorn ice cream for April Fool's Day. We made 45 gallons of it, and they ate it all.
Can I tell you what I did on April Fool's Day to my brother Matthew?
What did you do?
He's in a wheelchair. And what I did to him was I put him up at the top of the stairs and I said, Matthew, I'm going to push you. I'm going to push you right down the stairs. And he can't really talk good. So he was kind of like choking on his own spit. And then I said, April Fool's. He got really upset. Yeah. It was fun. And then I pretended to poke my eye out with a fork.
Didn't you set him on fire?
But I did. Really did, because I made a mistake and I poked it out. But it grew back.
Didn't you set your brother on fire one time as
well? Yeah, but he didn't mind.
Yeah.
At least he didn't talk about it. Twice.
Now you burned down the orphanage.
They deserved it.
But what about your brother? Why did you set your brother on fire?
Because he gave me some lip. He gave me that look he gives me.
That look?
You know? If this is a look that said, Charlie, I don't want the mac and cheese no more. No more mac and cheese. And I said, okay, ass. And I lit his pants on fire.
Wow.
Before it got up to his belt. No problem. How you doing, Scott?
I'm doing fine.
Tell me all about popcorn ice cream. Is it yummy?
It was very good.
Is it sweet or salty?
It was kind of salty with a little butter taste.
No sweet at all.
The ice cream itself was sweet.
Why don't you make caramel corn ice cream? Then you've got sweet and sweet.
There you go.
Do you like me?
I love you.
Oh, say, I love you, Charlie.
I love you, Charlie.
I love you too, Scott.
Great.
Popcorn ice cream.
Thank you for being on the Charlie Show, Scott. Hold on a second.
Wait a minute. It's over. We're not doing any more.
Oh, yeah. No, that's it.
We're out of time?
Yeah.
Why are you taking control of this interview today? What's the deal?
I'm not taking control of the interview today.
I want to see my agent. I want my agent.
Who's your agent?
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I just thought it sounded good.
What's an agent do?
Writes tickets. Right?
Yeah, right.
Right decision.
Right decision.
Should I finish up the interview?
Yeah, we got
a break. Hey, Scott.
Yes.
On behalf of the Charlie interview, I'd like to say thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
My agent is Joe Ardinger.
Okay.
Joe.
He taught me to sing a song today.
What is that?
Oh. Mexican Americans don't like to get into gang fights.
Hold on, please. We'll see how this went. Hold on. Thanks for being on the Charlie show.
Thank you.
How can he be anything but
Scott?
Happy?
Thank you so much for your time. How do you think it went? That's cool. Charlie loves you. We hope to call you again next year. All right, bye-bye.
He said he loved me.
Uh-huh.
He did. He had a
he
great
did
time.
Say he loved me.
Everybody loves
but
Charlie.
But all we talked about today was burning down the orphanage. I didn't really mean to.
I know.
Yes, you did.
So many people lost their lives.
Senseless.
Senseless tragedy. Senseless, really.
That's what the paper said.
Norton, I want to go bowling.
Ralphie boy.
I can't go bowling with you, Ralphie boy. Mr. You smells like fish. He does. You were next to him today, right?
Yep.
Doesn't he? You okay? You okay, pal?
I'm fine, pal.
Laughing a lot. Having a good time.
I am having a good time. Mm-hmm.
I know you are.
Very much. I could stay all day. Elliot, y'all mean. Elliot, y'all mean.
Guy from,
he sings so pretty.
American Idol.
His mom has a small neck. Elliot, y'all mean. I tell you something. If I close my eyes, I can still feel the heat.
From what?
The Burning Timber.
Okay.
Of the orphanage. Wow.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks so much, Don.
We'll be right back.
Don and Mike to break.
This
Robot.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
You the lady.
Free FM's Don and Mike.
Half bombs. Don and Mike.
It is a stop-and-go trip. North on 495, the entrance off the beltway slows near the on around to 270 and 355 to the Mormon Temple. Looking for a new job? Well, check out the Washington Post job section this Sunday for thousands of up-to-date local job listings. The Washington Post is the local expert on the local jobs. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
She's pretty. Robot.
I guess I'm old-fashioned, but I don't like to talk on the Senate floor about the kind of stuff that has been funded, the taxpayers' money used for it.
All right, Jesse.
Like the woman who smeared herself with chocolate.
Beth Ann.
And urinated on the stage and invited people to come up and, how to put it delicately, I guess there's no way.
Be ugly.
To conduct a gynecological examination.
The Don and Mike Show. Call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Please do, because the chit-chat, a-hole.
Your destination for disappointment. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, is it not so as far as this contest goes? Yeah. As a matter of fact, we mentioned a couple of hours ago, Friday, that we'd love to give away this trip to Los Angeles.
Yep.
From the Hair Cuttery and NBC's The Apprentice, trip to Los Angeles, tickets to the finale of The Apprentice.
Nice.
Contest, what would ye do?
Mm-hmm.
We have been flooded with really good ideas.
Good.
Ideas so good, we can't even attempt to describe them. We have to run them up the corporate ladder.
Yeah, that's the only thing. We said that before, you know, that we're moving in a, you know, a slightly more fun direction now, but we still have to, unfortunately, clear everything before we can do it.
To both, Kate.
Our Kate?
No, different Kate. Kate, Cindy, David, Alan, and two girls named Jennifer.
Wow.
We got to get...
Why does that sound naughty to me?
We got to get back to you. We got to get back to you.
All right. Are the two girls named Jennifer doing something together?
Yeah. We got to run it by the lawyer. You know, this is one thing. It may not happen Friday. Mm-hmm. We got to find out just what we can do.
Yeah. Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Very good. I completely understand.
But we're never going to find out what it's like in the deep end.
Right.
Unless we jump in the shallow end.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we're jumping in the shallow end today, and the lawyers are loving the fact that we are sending them emails with people saying they would do certain things.
You know, it's time.
They love to read them.
It's time.
Yeah, they love to read the emails,
mm-hmm.
like I do. Mm-hmm. And you know, we went way behind the curtain today. I think we can go behind the curtain on one more item that's just been a bug up my ass for a couple of years, and then I'll let it go. Without mentioning names, hey, I've alluded to this for a while. You know what I want to talk about.
I have no idea.
Oh, sure you do.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. All right. All right.
You know, when we're talking about the genesis that the show had to go through a couple of years ago.
Right.
When the Janet Jackson thing happened.
Yes.
The reason that the company really pulled us in and grabbed us by the short hairs.
You bet they did.
Is because, like, 2 days after that, the word BS got on our air.
Uh-huh.
And when Mel Karmazin, who used to be our boss, and maybe someday will be again, you know, if there is a God in heaven. I mean, you can't spell God without Mel. He was in front of Congress about how come Janet Jackson's boob was on TV.
Right.
And one of these guys said to him, how come, you know, the S word got out on your radio station? I mean,
he didn't know.
Mel was like, are you kidding me?
Blinding
that. Yeah. So we were really screwed.
Yeah.
The backstory on that is like this. There are all kinds of theories about what happened.
Yes, there are.
Here's what happened. When you work for CBS, and you're the person who's on the radio doing the show, they say to you, do the show.
Right.
Say any language you want, and we have security built in.
That's uncovered.
There was a guy who had the job as producer. And basically, all he was good for was sitting in front of a box and pushing a button if a dirty word got through. Then there was another person whose only job it was to sit in front of a radio and listen to hear a bad word and push a button.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those people had worked on this show for years.
The prime directive in that situation for, you know, the people that press the button, there's only really one. You have to be there the whole time.
Press now, as I said when this happened 2 years ago, which got us in a world of S, which is why we had to slightly change the show, I take responsibility for saying it because Imus had gotten away with saying it the day before on his MSNBC show.
Who knew? In fairness to you, you were in a situation where you perceived, and no one, as usual, was around to make it, you know, to clear it up for you, that there was a double standard, a big, fat double standard. And that was your issue on that particular day. I remember it like it was yesterday.
And I know when, by saying BS, because I thought I had at least two people whose only job it was, who really contributed nothing to the show, their only jobs were to sit like monkeys in front of radios, and if you hear a bad word, push the dumb button.
Mm-hmm.
Their job, not my job. Turns out now it's my job, you know, because of what happened.
With redundancy, with backup.
Right. So, this word gets through. Now, the way our delay is set up, I can't be terribly technical with you, but there's a light that goes on, which means you're safe.
Uh-huh.
And if, as long as that light is on, it means things are cool. Anything that's been said on the air that shouldn't be on the air has been deleted out.
Mm-hmm.
So this is over 2 years ago. I said the word and I looked down. Light's on. Mm-hmm. Cool. Hey, you know, my people have caught it. Very good. As a matter of fact, the second time I said it, looked down, the light was still there. The third time I said it, I even hit the button myself.
Yes.
Just for theatrical effect. Now, you should know this is a dangerous game to play, and I take responsibility for it. We used to do it all the time on the show.
Yeah.
We used to cuss all the time and then say, hey, dump that out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, neither of these two nimwits, whose only job it is to push the button. Push the button. I take responsibility for saying it. I stood up in front of CBS and I said, it's nobody's fault but mine. You know, the buck ends with me. Neither of these two people. We asked continuously, what happened? You know the answer we got every time? Don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Really, hold on a second. Two people whose only job it is to sit in front of a box and hit a button, and you both missed the S word twice. In plain sight, yes, I said it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's your job to clean up the mess. That's your job. You don't hit the button, and then we ask why, and the answer is, don't really know. That was kind of the beginning of the end for these particular people here. You know, I read on some of our fan websites, like, for instance, what is this? From what I understand, here's a good one. From what I understand, Don is attempting to show a double standard and basically put the producer on notice to not dump out when he said BS, making sure there was no difference between when he said and what Imus said. You know, this is somebody who's writing something on a fan website,
mm-hmm.
and I'm cool with that, but you should just know whoever you are, you're 1,000% wrong. You know, because of legal reasons, because these people later then decided to try to take legal action against myself and against CBS, I can't talk a lot about this.
Right.
But suffice it to say that the people involved, at least one of them, had been a friend for over 20 years, who I had really, and I swear on Frida's grave, bent over backwards to help out financially, morally, spiritually, every way possible. Looked at the guy like a brother. And all the guy would have had to say to me was, hey, I effed up, you know. But you know what I got? A blank stare that said, I don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then I asked the other person, who incidentally he happened to be married to, what happened? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So then we get kicked off the air for 2 weeks. They take our money away.
Mm-hmm.
We come back. Things don't work out with this dude. He quits. Maybe you heard it on the radio. The guy called and it was a very nice conversation. Imagine my surprise a week later.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's a lawsuit. You know, like I said, then bring it on.
Right.
Bring it on. And they brought it on. They brought it on. And, you know, I don't know what they settled with the company for, you know. Certainly not what they were looking for. And I hope it was worth it because you ruined a relationship over it. And I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about this or not, but It just at some point, as long as, if we're going to have an honest discussion about where the show was and where the show is going to be, you got to know why things happened the way they happened 2 years ago. Again, for the umpteenth million time, I take responsibility for saying the word BS. And they almost fired me and Mike, and they definitely took our money for 2 weeks, and it definitely rocked our world, and it definitely threw us into a tailspin that we are just getting out of now. No doubt about it. But make no mistake that the people who really are responsible, because it is their only job, both of those people did not push the button. And then even after they didn't push the button and the bad words got on the air, they didn't come in and tell me during the commercials.
I remember that. I remember
they
that.
They wait until yesterday. We're back on the air, and we're taking from calls from listeners saying, hey, I just heard the S word.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you are kidding me. You are effing kidding me. So that's the true story behind that, and that's why we had to change slightly.
Yeah, well, it came also in the climate that everybody was dealing with when all the stuff was going down in the post-Janet Jackson
situation. You know, and I think as we tried to tell you yesterday, I think we have a pretty realistic idea. We're very happy with our careers. We have a pretty realistic idea where we are in the pecking order of the entire radio world. And, you know, they're having indecency hearings about Janet Jackson, and Howard's name comes up, of course. Right. Opie and Anthony's name comes up, of course. They got the sex in the church thing. And all of a sudden, the guy who's our boss, Mel Karmazin, is before Congress, and they want to ask him how come this word got out on the radio.
Do you remember when we were told to listen to the hearings?
Yeah.
And I swear to God, that is one of the most painful experiences I have ever heard. You know, everybody should know this about congressional hearings. If you're on the receiving end of that, if you're being brought before Congress, and this applies to, you know, the heads of all the radio companies, right, and the television companies, yes, they are investigating, but what they are also doing is they are going to give you their political speech.
Right.
And you have to sit up there
and take it.
And I felt like I was sitting in one of those chairs when I listened to those hearings.
And are you kidding? It was
pretty scary. It really was.
Sure.
It made me know how those guys felt back in the McCarthy hearings. Mm-hmm. I know how it must have felt. You're powerless.
And as much as we talk about how we hate management, the one guy universally that we love is this guy, Mel Karmazin, who used to run this company.
Mm-hmm. You want to talk about a guy that would let you know exactly what the deal was. Good, bad, ugly, you knew where you stood.
Oh, and trust me, he did. After this happened, he did.
Yeah. I mean, and then there were a number of times during our relationship with him, you know, hey, we know what we do. You know, you push the envelope, you're going to do some things that are going to piss people off.
Sure.
It happens occasionally. So, he'd let us know, too, if it went too far.
So anyway, without blowing that out of proportion, it was really, at least internally in the company, a huge, major freaking deal.
Oh, yeah.
And what was happening behind the scenes at the time was these people wouldn't even stand up and say, hey, yeah, you know, we screwed up. I mean, that's what I was looking for, personally. I can't speak for the company. I don't do the hiring here. I don't do the firing here. I can just talk about personal relationships with people.
Right.
Sat down and said, what happened? Got that blank, doe-eyed, dumbass look. I don't know. Well, come on, hold on a second. Wait a minute. I mean, what happened? And I would never go out of my way to throw somebody under the bus for something I did. I'm the first guy that stood up and said, hey, and you know what? That's why they didn't fire me. Because I'm the first guy that stood up and said, if you're going to can anybody, can me. I'm the guy that said it. I get, you know, it's my name on the show and it's Mike's name, but I said it. So what the hell? If you're going to do something, you know, get rid of it. I said that to Mel. I swear to God. Can me. I take responsibility for this. These other people did not take responsibility. They did not take responsibility. And what happened was, at that point, then the lawyer sat us down and said, okay, you guys, you know what? Everything you did before, you want to do it now? We're going to shut you down every time. You want to play a fart sound effect? Forget it. You want to mention anything that has to do with sex? Forget it.
We came back, had that meeting with the lawyers, and the determination was made that we were not getting the kind of reassurances that we had gotten in the past.
Right.
And because of all that, we moved into a different arena.
Right.
And still, to be honest with you, most recent history, we still don't get those kind of reassurances.
No, but
the kind of the philosophy with this is, you know, you're kind of on your own. I mean, if something goes down and it causes a big storm, you're out there.
So we're ready to deal with it, and you know, I push the button now myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just
along with 15 other people,
right? Yeah, you know, who should have pushed the button
that
2 years
day,
ago.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. That's the truth about that. That's why we had to change the show. We are trying to change the show, not back to what it was, but trying to make it more of a happy medium. This is the genesis. I only explain it to you so you know the behind-the-scenes crap that we're going through. You know, it's just nuts. It was just freaking nuts.
And the climate in the entire radio business, but especially when you do a show like ours, was like I've never seen it.
Right.
You know, so I know
because they, you know what they, you know, and everybody should know that listens to a show like this, to all these shows. These guys want us to do what we do, but
yeah.
They also want us to do what we do within parameters.
Safely.
But at the same time,
sure.
You know, when you stretch the parameters too far, you know, they say, "Hey, what are you doing?" And it's kind of a they want their cake and eat it too situation,
right.
And that's what we live in.
Sure, we can deal with it now. So we're going to move the show back a different way. But I just thought it was important one time just to set the record straight. You know, I'm a dick. I'm a jerk. I'm an ass. I'm a big mouth. I'm an egotist. I'm a blowhole. Say whatever you want. You know what? One thing about me, I'm loyal as a freaking dog.
Yeah,
I am as loyal as a dog. If either of those scum suckers would have stood up and said, "Hey, we screwed up," you know what? Everything would have been cool. But things weren't cool, and they dug their own graves.
Well, the same time you were accepting responsibility for it,
and
you know,
then,
you wanted to see someone else. They're rolling it all.
And then, and I can't get into this, but then, you know, guess what? Hey, guess what, friend of 20 years? Here come the legal papers. Great day. Great day. And when I said that at Frida's funeral, flowers were thrown away by that were only received by these people, it was them. Because even my sweet Frida, who really had nothing bad to say about anybody, when all this came down, she said, the day we got the legal papers at home, she's like, "What is this?" She's, "F them. Seriously. F them." Just, I mean, she was livid.
Mm-hmm.
Livid. Because I didn't give him enough money out of my pocket over the years. I didn't help out enough over the years. Please.
Yeah. They should
anyway.
Take solace in the fact that on you know, one of the toughest times of your life, that was the only thing that I observed where, you know, where you almost lost it completely.
Oh, at the funeral?
Yeah,
right. Yeah, right. Please, come on. Jesus Christ. I'm going through all this with Frida. They send flowers? How about send a card that says, "We should have hit the button 2 years ago"? And the other thing is, nobody in this company has got the balls to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of them still works here, believe it or not. One of them still works here, is in charge of the dumb button. Not for this show, for other shows.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, pretty smart. Pretty smart. And you wonder why we want to leave this building. You wonder why, really, there's such hostility
mm-hmm.
to leave this building and do the show from another building.
It's just another, you know, there are many, many reasons. That's one of them.
That's one of them. And now, hopefully, you know, now that that has all been explained,
yeah.
Maybe you know why we were so tight-assed for 2 years, because really they were coming at us and saying
yeah.
It really doesn't matter what you do. Anything you do is going to be wrong. That's why, like, when Beth Ann took over, that's why we were talking to losers from reality shows.
Right.
Because it's the only thing we could run by the lawyers, and they would say, "Well, I guess that's okay."
Mm-hmm.
You know, meanwhile, people are calling us up and going, "Hey, you pussies, how can we change the show, you big pussies?" You know, what are we supposed to say? Well, gosh, it's really all about Janet Jackson, and it's about the S word, and then it's about people behind the scenes who didn't do their jobs, and they're not being accountable, and legal action, and the company's really mad at us. I mean, no, we couldn't say any of that. But part of the way I feel now is I'm, you know, I said this the other day, Mr. I don't give an F,
right.
Meaning I'm not going to throw away our careers or throw away our lives, but I'm not going to hide stuff anymore that really everybody should know about. Those two people are useless. They're really useless as human beings. I treated both of them with nothing but love and respect and helped them through many tough times, of which I never went and said, "Hey, how about a thank you? How about an attaboy?" You know what I got in return? Indifference. And then after they screwed up, then I get the letter saying, "Oh, yeah, that indifference, I'd like it paid for the next 7 years. The extra money that I'm bonusing the guy out of my pocket." Okay? For all you people out there wondering, like, when Beth Ann was going through her problems with money at the station, all you asses that would call up and say, "Hey, Don, you're rich. Why don't you just pay her out of your own pocket?" Oh, I did that with a guy. And that guy ended up suing me. So now the company says, I can't pay anybody out of my pocket anymore. Because it turned out so bad. God, it feels good to talk about this.
It feels like you're getting a little off your chest.
After all this time?
Goddamn right. Hey, listen, I'm loyal like a dog, but I hold a grudge like no other. Like no other. Really. And that's exactly what happened. On my wife's grave, that's what happened. Like just about anything, but somebody's sitting there going, duh. Why didn't you hit the button? I don't know. You know, or why didn't you? What else do you do on the show?
Mm-hmm.
You know, besides hit the button. Really, do you contribute anything? You do anything? Anyway, how was that for a peek behind the scenes?
That was very, very good.
Yeah. Is that pretty good?
That was deep behind the
Left
scenes.
Left speculation again.
Yeah. It's a shame we can't really pin down who it is, because I certainly didn't hear any names.
Well, no, we've had, Mike, we've had so many producers, who knows?
Yeah, it could be any of them.
Who knows who it could be?
Just thought I'd say that.
However, I'll say this, I'm on good terms with all of them, except these.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even way back in the day.
Yeah, and you mentioned you hold a grudge, and you know, I've seen you hold grudges for short periods of time. This one, I believe, might be a record.
Yeah, well, it's because it got Frida more than it got me, because really...
You know what?
Frida ran the money, and like she would say to me sometimes...
I can understand why it got her, too.
Yeah. She would say to me sometimes, you know, why are you like giving this guy like money every month? I said, well, you know, because I feel bad. He doesn't make enough dough at the station. She's like, what do you think you are, Santa Claus? You got to pay for everybody? I said, oh, come on. The guy's a good, loyal worker. Come on. I mean, I swear to God this is true. Swear to freaking God. Absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's got nothing to do with the part about the BS word getting out on the radio.
No, a little.
But then afterwards, after the guy screws the pooch, you know, it's like he sues me. And it's like, oh, yeah, you know that money you've been giving me on the side under the table for free? Even though I don't have the job anymore, I'm going to sue you now, so you have to still pay me. Hello? No contract between us. Something called goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't think that sours me on, well, why do you think Rob's so poor?
Growing up.
Yeah, but I mean,
I'd love to give him some money, but screw it. You know what? You might sue me someday.
You haven't gotten the papers yet? You got to get a better courier.
Anyway, that's in the rearview mirror now.
Yeah.
So much like that website I said I wouldn't talk about anymore, now that that's in the rearview mirror, mm-hmm. let's let that go. Now that we've had...
Let's bury that.
Now that everything's out there,
mm-hmm.
that's it. That's what happened 2 years ago. That's why we had to drastically alter the show.
Right.
And that's why, in one way, when we were talking about Opie and Anthony coming back, really, I welcome them back. You know what I say to them? Do anything you can on the air. Because I feel that it's not going to be a double standard like it was with Stern.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the line is moving again, and that the company's going to maybe start backing the talent again.
I hope so.
So push the envelope, because we want to push it as much as we can. You know, but let's face it, we're almost 50 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So really, hey, that's really appealing to the young demo. which is just more pure crap, too.
Yeah.
You know, about well, they... They appeal to a younger demo than Don and Mike. The demographic that advertisers care about is 25 to 54.
For everybody.
Any radio station.
For everybody.
Any radio station that says they're going to make money strictly on 18-year-old men is not making a lot of money.
Well, right? There are a lot of stations that have had that philosophy, and there are a lot of failures in the rearview mirror also.
Right.
Anyway.
I mean, and you know what? That 25 to 54 demo? They've been talking to us about that demo since before we were 25.
Yeah, no, that's your lie.
To give you a little perspective on it.
Amen. Okay, so that's the end of today's behind-the-scenes chat, and that's why we're
moving. That was fascinating.
That's why we're moving the show in a different direction, slightly, just slightly, and why we'd like to do this contest on Friday. What would you do? And we're getting a lot of great responses. Did I mention the email we got from Jennifer and Jennifer?
I can't wait to read it.
Mention it again.
Good. And I certainly hope we're able to read it on the radio.
So I think, you know what, in this new spirit of Glasgow, or what
is it? Glasnost.
Glasnost.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
In this new spirit of Glasnost. I'll tell you that Jennifer and Jennifer do tricks with ping pong balls.
Well, hello!
Oh my.
That is what I'm talking about.
That's a sport.
That's the way I roll.
One,
that's the way I roll, Rob.
one pitches, literally, and the other catches.
Always fascinating.
One catches, like, if you were, the way the email reads.
You know, I'm only thinking one thing right now. I know we're going to do it here. Wouldn't that be a great activity at the Don and Mike house?
Yeah, well,
not even on the air.
The way these chicks describe it is like, you know, throwing a peanut in the air and trying to catch it in your mouth.
Right.
Well, one of the girls throws the ping pong ball, but not with her hand.
Yeah.
And the other girl, while on her knees with her hands behind her back, catches the ping pong ball in her mouth.
I see. Fascinating.
Now, is that not a great show?
Oh, I thought she was going to catch it with something else.
Well, no,
I guess you'd be trapping it.
Yeah, it'd be hard.
That is act two.
Oh, fantastic.
And then they even propose a third act. Now, who knows if this is real? But
hope they enjoy their trip to California.
These are people sending us emails. Mm-hmm. And what we have to do is forward the emails down to K Street to see what they think's going on.
Well, I think the company has to rely on our powers of description once again.
You know,
we've been able to do that for an awfully long time.
So we'll see. You know, we'll see about Friday, and that's behind the scenes, and really that's all you need to know. So,
I know that there is a segment of the audience, Don, that's probably been clamoring for this kind of entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
Do what you guys do. Go to the internet and post early and post often and keep writing and keep reaching for the stars and eat one and we'll be right back.
And hi to all the girls we've loved before.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Get out of bed, wash your face and hands.
Get down, Mama.
Jim Elliot.
Get out of bed, wash your face and hands.
Meat freak.
Get the switches in the kitchen, rattle them pots and pans.
Pizza lover.
Get up and shake, rattle and roll.
Donut lover.
Come on and shake, rattle and roll.
Nutrisystem spokesman.
Come on and shake, rattle and roll.
Running suit wearer.
Rattle and roll.
Orange Tic Tacs.
Good father.
Winner.
Wake up, the Don and Mike Show.
Such a winner.
They'll suck the power out of ye, Don and Mike.
Hey, listen, all you VM eaters sending us your wonderful email at donandmikewebsite.com. I think I just ran through the whole story. But just to clarify. Okay, for those of you who keep emailing.
Mm-hmm.
And John says we got about 10.
Yeah.
I never instructed the people 2 years ago not to hit the button. I never went back and said, hey, I'm going to say S, so don't hit the button.
No. Anything that was said on the fly that had been said a million times before.
Okay, so just for those of you emailing, apparently thinking that you know something different than what I've told you.
No.
That's it. And you don't get any more honest than I gave you today.
Right.
So that's it. That topic is closed. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Moose Hat Friend should have told you.
If you want to talk about something else, F you and your families, too.
Now let's talk about the game. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yo.
Oh, and hold on. As long as you're being slow on the phone, I'll tell you.
Hold on.
Mike, I know that you are crushed, and I know why you're so tired today. You stayed up last night, didn't you? Watching the Kings double overtime?
Well, you know, it's that time of year. I hate it when they're West Coast games because, you really...
Rob's doing the dance.
But, man, what a victory last night, huh?
Good for you.
I mean, they don't get much better than that.
The Spurs won last night, Mike.
I know. Well, I didn't mention that to Sacramento on the air. They're going to hate me more now. I'm a Spurs fan.
Oh,
but boy, I mean, double overtime. I mean, really incredible.
Hell of a game last night, Doug.
I love the fast break.
Mike, that is a nice game-worn Spurs jersey.
Thank you very much.
Hell of a game last night.
Does it get any better than the NBA at playoff time?
I don't know.
Not for you.
You guys shut up. I love it.
I barely sleep.
You know, something you might want to watch, though. I know you really don't watch basketball.
Right.
But if you
used to. I watched it when I was younger.
If you watch the playoffs on TNT, there's this guy.
Rob, I watched the Knicks-Celtics games. I used to be a Celtics fan.
The guy's name is Ernie. I think it's Ernie Johnson. He kind of looks like Ernie from My Three Sons.
Yeah.
And I swear to Christ, he has a goiter on his... Hold on. I was talking about this.
One of my favorite words in the English language to describe something gross.
With our web guy, Yanni.
Hello.
John?
Yes.
John. Okay, Ernie Johnson.
Yes.
We were talking about this. The thing on his face last night.
It's like on the... if you're looking at him, it would be the right side of his neck and like below his ear, and it's kind of puffy, and I don't know. It looks really bad.
Like a goiter.
Yeah, that was
the word that came up. John said to me, did you watch the game last night? Yeah, I watched part of it. He said, hey,
Did you see the goiter?
Do you know where the worst goiter I ever saw was?
Where?
It was at Cartland.
What is Cartland?
Cartland is a place in Maine I used to go to as a kid.
Go-karts?
Go-karts. Ah. And the guy, it was great, and that's all I wanted to do for like 2 years. That's all I wanted my folks to do is take me to Cartland. And I would start with Cartland, like getting up there in the car, and I would be just like nuts until I went there. But the worst thing about Cartland was there was a man in Cartland that looked like he had four golf balls sticking out of his neck.
Wow.
Oh, end to end. It was the worst.
Like a stack?
Yeah, it was just this huge, massive
stack of balls.
Alien-like goiter, and it's the first time I ever heard the word goiter, and it's nice to hear the basketball player.
I had never heard the word goiter until Seinfeld, and I remember having to ask Frida at the time, when Elaine was looking at the woman, and says, what's a goiter?
And what is the difference between a tumor and a goiter?
Because a goiter
is taste
non-cancerous.
Oh, okay.
A non-cancerous enlargement of the thyroid gland, visible as a swelling at the front of the neck that's often associated with iodine deficiency.
Oh.
That's what a goiter is.
Now I understand.
You should eat more salt.
I only saw one highlight from the game last night. Did you see it when the levee broke and took away the Arco Arena?
Bye. Wow. Bye, John.
That was something.
Bye, Yanni.
They said it could happen tomorrow.
Okay. All right. There you go. Your microphone's off. Yes, hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
One. Hey.
Yeah. Hey, you're on. Hi.
Hey, this is Thomas.
Thomas. Hi. Thomas, love your English muffins. What's happening?
Look out your window, bro.
I also loved your crown affair.
I like your train.
See the guy with the Heinekens?
Where our blinds are closed. No, we really can't see outside.
Are you outside the studio? Is that what
you're saying? I've got a six-pack of Heineken.
You're here now, outside our facility.
You really don't see me? You guys were on the bottom floor before, right?
You know, we're going to open up the blinds so we can see you.
Is this the new Heineken or the old Heineken?
I've got, it's a big green box with
Move over by the tree, please.
I can see him, Mike.
Move over by the tree.
Let him in, Robbie. Let him in.
Yeah.
Let him in. Sure, come on in. Come on in, dude.
He followed those instructions nicely, didn't he?
Hey, it's me.
Move over by the tree. Come on in, idiot.
I won the contest with the bunch of snowballs in the underpants. Bye!
Some kind of CB interference.
Uh-huh. There was a guy from Portland, Maine that stopped by to say hi outside, too. Buzz, did you get his name?
It was Andrew.
Andrew from Portland, Maine. Very nice guy.
Wait until 3 months until we move into the new Don and Mike house. Mm-hmm. As much disdain as we have for your listeners, we actually are going to have
a holding cell.
It's going to be like the vet in Philly used to be.
It'll have a really secure door.
Can we have a dungeon?
All right, hold on. Here comes. Okay, you bring the dragon.
All right.
And we'll bring the dungeon.
That's gay.
Okay, here comes
the dragon.
Here comes the guy who was out front of the station with a six pack of
Heineken.
Oh, and then we really have got to talk Sheen for just a moment.
All right.
And on the news show today, you're going to talk about Kevin Costner?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
With all the details.
Good, then I won't talk about it. Hi, dude.
Right up to that microphone,
please.
Over there. Your name, sir?
What's your name, son?
My name is Thomas.
Thomas, how are you?
I'm doing pretty damn good, man. I've had a couple too many beers because I had today off, but...
You got some serious B.O., Thomas.
I'm not close to you, but all right.
I can smell you. I swear to Christ, I can smell you from here.
Thomas, you popped over. You brought some beers here. You just feeling generous today? Is that what this is all about?
That was for the Heil Spiewak, but yeah.
Rob, it's one of your peeps.
That's very cool.
Well, there's Rob Spiewak right there.
There he is.
That's a Dutch beer. Next time, bring Beck's.
Next time I will.
Bex is the official Nazi beer, right?
Thomas, you're 15 minutes of fame. Anybody you'd like to say hello to while you're on the radio live here?
Well, hello to both of you. You've both seen me before. I was that donkey that came here and shoved like 31 snowballs down my underpants.
Give a nice round of golf applause.
We could use you on Friday.
Sure.
I mean, not that we want you back in our contest again, especially after you're here today stinking drunk. But
yes,
maybe you could be an inspiration to someone else out there who wants to join our contest Friday and email us.
That'd be wonderful, Thomas.
I would be here. What is the contest? I don't know.
Joe?
Forget the contest.
Joe.
Would he recommend that people enter?
Remove him.
it's been a pleasure having you.
Thomas, a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you for coming.
That red curly was Megan's, though.
Okay.
Thank you, Thomas.
Okay, thank you.
But, Thomas, thank you.
Let's talk about it.
Thank you.
Take care, guys.
Did you say hi to Megan?
I believe.
Megan is a redheaded woman who works here.
He was talking about a red curly. I have no idea what he meant. You know, but he was.
We can only
imagine. It's really. I wonder where he's driving to. I don't know. You know. Walk, Thomas.
Yeah.
Walk or unicycle.
Okay. Charlie Sheen.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Yanni.
Got an update on Ernie Johnson. He apparently has lymphoma, not a goiter.
Sorry.
It was like it was pulsating on high def.
Now, in that case, we wish him the very best of luck. Sorry about that.
Yeah, unlike if it was a goiter.
Yes, a goiter. Well, we found out the dictionary definition. Rob just brought the blinds down outside violently.
He's taping them shut now.
Once again, we have to thank our friends at SmokingGun.com.
They're great.
These guys are fantastic. They send us advanced copies of the stuff they're going to put up on their website. Now, all the stuff that we read you yesterday about Denise Richards and Charlie Sheen was from their website.
Okay.
They love it. They get a bunch of hits. And they're big fans of the show. We thank them.
I love that because, you know, watching the tabloid television shows, we really are a day, sometimes 2 days earlier on this stuff.
And we really have to thank the Smoking Gun. Now, here's the latest about Charlie Sheen. Again, courtesy, and I'll plug them all to SmokingGun.com. Okay, Denise Richards, more things that she is saying about Charlie Sheen. These are things that she has said on the record in her 17-page petition against Charles Sheen. New stuff from our friends at the Smoking Gun.
Okay.
Not mentioned yesterday, Denise Richards is also saying Charlie Sheen may have had something to do with the death of a porn star.
Wow.
There's a lady named Chloe Jones. She sold the story to the Inquirer, saying that Charlie Sheen paid her for sex. The following June, she was found dead. Denise says when she heard that this whore was dead, she asked Charlie Sheen, and I'm going to just read her quote here from the report. I asked Charlie straight up if he had anything to do with her death. He replied, no comment. So I asked him again, and again he said, no comments.
Well,
Now here's some more interesting things that Denise Richards has to say about Charlie Sheen.
Man, he pissed her off, didn't he?
Apparently.
Now some of this is just too great. When she stopped breastfeeding their oldest daughter, Charlie hit the roof. Now these are quotes from Denise Richards in her appeal against Charlie Sheen.
Right.
And keep in mind, while this is going on, I think we mentioned this yesterday, she's now with Richie Sambora, which has screwed up the relationship with her and Heather Locklear.
She's been with him apparently for a while.
So again, thank you very much, Smoking Gun. When Denise Richards stopped breastfeeding their kid, Charlie Sheen got violent and got mad. He claimed he had heard that not breastfeeding could give the child brain damage and make her mentally retarded. He also flipped when Denise Richards took the child for a routine shots, claiming that those shots would poison her. He ended up calling and threatening the doctor who had given the kid the shots.
The doctor.
Now, also, according to Denise Richards, all of this in her thing against him, the statement against him, he has, quote, an abnormal fascination with Nicole Simpson's death and liked to show autopsy photos of Nicole Simpson to Denise Richards and her mother.
Jesus.
Wow.
But wait, I'm getting to the best part. Hold on a second. Okay, here we go. The best part. Well, Charlie was also... Well, this is not the best part, but you should know. Charlie was also very paranoid about 9/11. And Charlie, according to Denise Richards, Charlie Sheen thinks 9/11 was all done by the U.S. government.
Oh, so he's in that camp.
That it's a big conspiracy.
Right.
But he was very worried about being attacked, so they bought gas masks on the Internet, and he had guns under his coffee table. So if anybody broke into his house, if any terrorists broke in, he'd be able to shoot them real good.
After coffee.
Does Charlie Sheen hang out with Tom Sizemore?
He also knocked Denise Richards to the floor when she was holding their new baby, Lola, and he did this in front of the other kid.
Wow.
Then he said...
These are in her restraining
order. Allegations.
Yes. Yeah. You're effing with the wrong guy. And now we come to what I think are the two highlights. And thank you again, SmokingGun.com. He arrived at their home last April for a supervised visit with the daughter. During the visit, Charlie Sheen took their wedding picture, 4 feet by 6 feet, took it off the wall, brought it into the garage, started his chainsaw, sawed it in half, and spray-painted the words, "The dumbest day of my life."
Wow. Oh, no. You know, Charlie, after you've had the separation,
and
do that crap.
No.
Hold on. Finally, she has a phone call on tape.
Charlie Sheen gets mad at Denise Richards when she's saying that she's going to go public with all of this. Mm-hmm. His response, I hope you get cancer and die. Wait, I hope you get breast cancer and die. Hold on. No, bitch. I just hope you get cancer in your face and die.
Wow. And she's got that on tape.
Ladies and gentlemen, Charlie Sheen.
The gloves are off.
Star of the CBS comedy, 2.5 Men.
And I saw him interviewed. And you know when you see somebody you want to... That we judge our rebuttals or our responses to that. And if you really don't protest at all, he just kind of sat there and said, yeah, she's really upset, trying to make me look bad. It's hurtful. It's whatever. And nothing else.
Bob Dole.
Meanwhile, she's got a howitzer on the other side.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, thank you, SmokingGun.com.
And I think it's a case of one of the people having a little more ammunition.
Just keeps growing more hair.
Wow.
You know, the one part of that that I really had to laugh out loud is, can't you picture the guy going, getting the picture off the wall, get out his chainsaw, and then spray painting, the dumbest day of my life.
Hard to find your way out of that.
And then I hope you get cancer. No, I hope you get breast cancer. No,
wait, hold on.
I hope you get face cancer.
So long.
Jesus. Bye now.
Wow.
I've got to go look at my pictures of Nicole Simpson.
Oh, my God. Yes. Let me show my mother-in-law the autopsy photos.
Jesus Christ.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It was Buzz.
Me.
He made it up.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
Got to do this just ahead of your tease for the news.
Right.
We're just talking about the NBA. If you're listening to us in D.C. or Baltimore, all it is, we have playoff tickets to see the Wizards and the Cleveland Cavaliers Friday night at the Verizon Center. Get your Wizard playoff tickets for the first two home games Friday and Sunday at Verizon Center, 202-397-SEAT. Or go to WashingtonWizards.com. Right now we have playoff tickets for the Wizards and the Cavs for the Friday night game. Caller 100 and 101.
And that series all locked up at 1-1 right now.
Thanks, sports guy.
Nobody expected the Wizards to make that kind of showing, and they came back in game number two with a big victory.
877-365-3636. That's your hotline to the hits. Call 100, call 101. We'll give you the tickets for the NBA playoffs. Can you name one member of your Washington Wizards?
Wes Unseld.
Don, what you got going tonight?
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Tonight, the government worries about teen sex cults. Bill Clinton, the porn star, and the bottle rocket. And did Kevin Costner work it for a stranger?
Now, listen, hold on.
And then I sat and really worked it.
Did somebody say bottle rocket?
I don't, you know, you're the man when it comes to the news.
Uh-huh.
But I'm telling you, this Kevin Costner story has got legs. It's got legs. It's got balls. It's got...
Really?
I mean... Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Change his name to Dances with Hands.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
Pretty close.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
You're pretty close, Mike. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crespo?
The Don and Mike Show.
Coming up, Handsome Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this. And more.
Right, right.
Legendary Canadian troubadours, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Here we go. Let's see if we can win these NBA tickets. And we'll get right to Guy Birdley. Hello. Don and Mike Show. What's your name? Any idea? I know that was a tough one.
Hello.
I know that was tough. Let's try another one. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Yep. Hey.
Yeah. What's your name? Any idea?
My name is Marie.
Marie, you want to go to the Wizards playoff game on Friday night?
Yes, I would like to.
Beautiful. Thank you, honey. Hold on, please. Thank you for listening.
All right, thank you.
Who's the big winner on the Don and Mike Show today? Oh. Marie's the big winner.
That's right.
Oh, Marie!
We can play another one, too. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Hi there, my friend. Want to go to the Wizards Cavaliers game Friday night?
Yes, man. Yes. It's my father's birthday, man.
Oh, well, good.
Perfect.
Outstanding. 202-397 seat. Seats, here's a shock.
Huh?
In the world's greatest sports city, Washington, D.C.
For an NBA playoff game?
I'm right here. And tickets. He's in Richmond. Today's his 50th birthday.
Congratulations. Right.
Happy birthday to him. And let's hear it for the Wizards, you know, in Washington, D.C. You know, tickets are still available.
Really?
Yeah, they are. That's how we got it to give away. Yes, my friend.
Oh, I thought you would. I'm sorry.
Okay, hold on. Have a good time at the game.
He's excited.
Good. Thanks.
He's telling your dad we said hey.
Yeah, here's to your dad and the gene pool.
now hear his buzz. I buzz.
I don't know, Mike. The art of comedy and the business of journalism both need the same thing to succeed, a steady stream of idiots. And gentlemen, we're in fertile soil this evening.
Okay.
We have to begin at the Food and Drug Administration, where one of the higher-ups believes that the morning after pill will lead to the development of teenage sex cults.
That's right.
After more than 2 years, the FDA still hasn't decided whether the contraceptive, also known as Plan B, could be sold without a prescription. Some pharmacists won't fill the prescription for so-called moral reasons, even though often needed by rape victims. The FDA's had 2 years to meet its legal responsibility to test the safety and efficacy of food and drugs, and still no decision on Plan B.
This is Robert the Mailman.
Oh, no, his tape doesn't belong.
He carries those morning after pills in his pocket.
Why no decision? Well,
why?
Bring on the idiot. Meet Dr. Janet Woodcock, still a doctor. Deputy Operations Commissioner of the FDA. Yes, her name is Woodcock.
Funny.
And she was quoted.
FCC. Ooh, scary. Woodcock.
Proper name. Uh-huh. Her name. And she was quoted in an FDA memo as saying, "We could not prevent extreme promiscuous behaviors such as an urban legend status that would lead adolescents to form sex-based cults centered around the use of Plan B," end quote. Thanks to a women's group in New York, Dr. Woodcock and her former boss and another FDA doc are now being forced to testify on whether the drug's approval hinges on medical reasons or on a set of moral or religious beliefs. The pill you take before sex to prevent pregnancy was approved in a very different political climate.
Wow.
Okay. Dillard's, big department store chain covering the southern two-thirds of the U.S.
Oh, tell me about it. I'm wearing Dillard's.
Well, they've got a heck of a mess on their hands, Don.
Tell the truth. It's the Donnie Collection at Dillard's.
At Dillard's.
Dillard's is being sued by 8 African-American women for letting its in-store hair salons base their prices on skin color. Dillard's lawyers say that's not true.
Rob told me that he's very close to being named assistant manager.
That's right.
Of the hair department.
Dillard's lawyers also say there's scientific evidence that ethnic hair, as they call it, requires more effort to treat. They go on to say that ethnic hair is harder to clean, harder to condition, and harder to style. One of the 8 women suing Dillard says she was...
Speedwagon.
There's one of the women.
I hate you. I hate your big, fat, bald head ass.
I love that.
There goes that promotion.
I do.
One of the 8 women suing Dillard says she was told that blacks are charged more than whites because of the kinky nature of ethnic hair.
That's right.
Quoting her, "The day they can show me that every black woman has the same hair is the day I'll ask the judge to dismiss the case."
Why don't they just call it Spiewax instead of Dillard's?
Afro-Sheen, Ultra-Sheen, and Ultra-Sheen Cosmetics. Remember that on Soul Train?
Sure. Peace, love, and soul.
Don Cornelius.
And now time for the retarded Soul Train Scramble. And it would be something like OJ's,
right?
And you would see the couple standing up there like, Jesus Christ, is it J.O.'s? I mean, it was almost like, you know, when you go to the theater and they have the jumble.
Scramble.
Okay, it's, you know, Tom Cruise, hello. Right.
Didn't you always picture, though, Don Cornelius had some, like, house in the Hollywood Hills with big glass windows and babes all around the pool and stuff?
Yeah.
It's Don Cornelius.
I wish you peace, love, and soul.
And you know what was fun to watch on Soul Train? The credits, because it would be Don Cornelius, written and produced by Don Cornelius
production. Well, his case against Dillard's, which went to court yesterday, could be wrapped up by tomorrow. The lawyers for Dillard's might have expected it to take longer. WWHCD, what would hair cuttery do? Oh, and by the way, the story we had yesterday about Airbus pitching planes on which some passengers would be strapped to upright boards to make room for more passengers. Crap, according to Airbus.
I remember that.
In fact, that's the word its official spokeswoman used to describe the story. Crap. I have got to stop reading the New York Times. The Times reported that Airbus was quietly pitching the idea, quoting the crap lady from Airbus, "We're going in the direction of more comfort, not in that direction.
I know this is Al Qaeda. On a solo song of my good friend Michael Elston.
That's the Standing Airplane song.
That's right. And it's official. Tony Snow has replaced Scott McClellan.
Fair and balanced.
A former Fox News analyst is the new White House spokesman. The hip joke is job description's the same.
Why don't I just hire O'Reilly?
Tony's really? This guy may be a little different. I mean, once he gets the job, he'll probably be like all the others, but coming into the job, he's a little different. The first few questions for Tony from the press might be interesting. They could be about how, as a commentator, Snow called Bush incompetent and an embarrassment. He said Bush is more eager to please than lead. He's called him impotent.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
Impotent and listless, and that when it comes to spending, he's the boy who can't say no.
Now, when I watched this today, I saw McClellan standing on the other side, who really looked like someone had just taken a goiter off his ass.
Yeah, he's
like,
happy.
Oh, my God, is he happy.
Gotta be.
So they say to Bush, they say, Tony Snow has said some things about you that aren't too great.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't do the impressions like Mike, but really, here's what he does. And Mike, help me out with the visual on this. He goes, okay. Well, I'll tell you what, I asked him about that. And he said,
pauses.
At this point, and he pauses. He looks down at the podium. He's reading it. He said, you should have heard what I said about the other guys.
Okay, that's like, him.
Hey,
I saw that.
Hey, which one of which Buddy or Sally wrote that for you?
Exactly.
But speaking of Tony Snow, have you seen his porno?
No, I didn't know he had one.
We're expecting to 7 to 8 inches of snow. snow warning.
Tony's even highlighted.
What if Tony Snow married Lucille Ball? What? He'd be Tony Snowball.
What's the difference between snowmen and snow women?
Snowballs.
Tony Snow's even highlighted the president's frequent assaults on the English language, making him, quoting Tony, the political heir not of Ronald Reagan, but of Norm Crosby. And now the story that...
And you met Norm Crosby, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How you doing,
Or no,
Norm?
You really didn't meet
no,
him.
No, he blew me off. Got no effing time. Screw him.
You know what? We need to take a break here, but as soon as we come back, Bill Clinton, the porn star on the bottle rocket.
No.
And the story.
No.
Yes.
No,
you haven't heard that one yet.
I don't care. I wouldn't.
What?
Listen, I waited all day not to talk about the Kevin Costner thing.
Right.
Really? See, all day not to talk.
But I promise you that it will be there, and that promise, that's how people stay listening.
See, the thing is, Buzz loves weaving one story into the... I mean, we had this discussion before the show
today. Yes, we did.
Love you.
So you're saying that you got a little heads up on this Kevin Costner story, and it's a bit of a home run, is it?
I believe so.
And then I sat and really worked it.
And he's holding that carrot.
It'll be one of the very first stories when we come back.
Oh, boy. All right, well, this will take us into spots.
I knew it would make you feel better.
It's Glenn Campbell.
Yeah.
Who didn't call the show last week and didn't use Snoop Doggy Dog.
They called each other.
They go, what?
I knew that would make you feel better. You were unhappy, and now you're happy.
Well, I can just say this. Shut up. God, you big dope. All right, Buzz. Just promise me we'll have time for the Kevin Costner story.
We should go now.
Yeah, but why don't you just pacify me, please? Just say okay. I'll do the Kevin Costner story next. See, look at him looking at his cards.
Second story.
Bastard. You know, if you played poker this good, you'd be incredibly rich.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it'll be the second story.
Number two.
That's right, Don. That's right, BD.
BD?
Big dope.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about
the
show.
It's huge. Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, they see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show. Notoriously Unco, Don and Mike.
Mister, I got to read my cards in the order. Let's hear the story before the Kevin Costner
definitely
story.
Definitely in order. Definitely.
Okay, Rain Man. I know. Wapner at 3:30. Underpants at Kmart.
That's right.
Cincinnati Red. Driving the driveway.
Yeah, but don't run the water.
And now, again, here's Buzz.
just ahead of what I think is the most important news story of the decade.
I know.
But yet, he wants to put something else in front of it.
You are selling that costume story. First, another story that had to be told. Bill Clinton, the porn star, and the bottle rocket. Clinton's playing golf in Vegas in a nearby backyard. A member of Jenna Jameson's stable of porn stars is having a birthday party for her 5-year-old daughter. And just as Sophia Rossi's friend Bobby was setting up the toy rocket launcher, a voice came out of nowhere. Sir, do not fire that rocket. Bubba and his posse were just about 50 yards away. Breathless, the Secret Service agents approached Bobby saying, we cannot have you shooting rockets at President Clinton. Quoting Bobby, if we'd known it was Clinton, we would have invited him to the party. The porn starlet says she's disappointed she didn't get a photo with him. Mutual, I'm sure. Yes, it was awful.
Not as good, right?
Boring story.
Well, I don't know the Kevin Costner story, and I'm just waiting.
Well, here it is.
Okay.
Kevin Costner, accused of pleasuring himself in front of a stranger in Scotland.
And then I sat and really worked it.
No, wait a second.
Costner?
I'm not the news director of this show. I'm not the news editor.
Right.
And I had this discussion with Buzz before the show today, and I said over and over again, for my money, yes, Kevin Costner working it in front of strangers
in Scotland.
This has got to be way up there, you know. And it's, you know, I respect Buzz, and Buzz said, you know, the news is the news is the news.
Right.
He'll do it the way that he wants to do it, like always. And he rolled up his fist.
Yes.
And, you know,
again.
Rolled up his fist. Don't make me.
And he ran out of the office with his fedora and his press sticking on it.
Don't let me get out the guns.
That's right.
Shirt. And I said, okay, settle down. But it's such a great story. Because you got a picture of Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
And I'm doing that right now.
I know
you're
working
it in Scotland.
You have been all day.
Yeah, but, well, you know, I would have brought it up at 3:01 today.
I know.
But you had it on your news show.
Yes,
as a listener, gentlemen, how about some details?
Sadly, Mike, we're out of time.
Oh, no.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Here it is.
Kidding.
A luxury hotel, Costner is getting a massage.
Right.
34-year-old masseuse says he threw off the towel at one point and went to work. She says she wanted to tell Costner's wife about it when she gave her a massage later that same day. Instead, the masseuse reported it to management, and then rumors of the event started working their way through the internet and into the mainstream press.
Yeah, so you see, Mike, I'll give you the real version.
So he wanted a happy ending.
So he's in there getting the massage, and he says, how about this? And she says, no. And then he says, well, look, you know, I'll do it myself.
And apparently, according to her, he did. She also hired a lawyer and has now settled out of court with Costner for an undisclosed amount of money.
But it could happen tomorrow.
But the tribunal in the case has ruled that since his name was already out there, it might as well confirm it was Kevin Costner.
How about that? Kevin Costner working his man.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, tin cup.
Not that a movie star like Kevin Costner doesn't have to do what we all have to do,
right,
you know, occasionally, say hello to your best friend, your right or left hand.
Mm-hmm.
But first off, he's in there getting a mini massage. So he asks the lady for a handy. She says no.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for God's sakes, he's Dances with Wolves.
Right.
He's Bull Durham.
Waterworld.
He's JFK.
Runner.
Yes, his Waterworld, his entire fabulous resume.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just go back to his room and write a movie?
Yeah.
Instead, I mean, to read the story, he spreads his, he's laying on his back. And
he just takes care of, I guess he just had to do it.
Legs akimbo. And
he couldn't control himself. In his defense, we haven't seen the masseuse.
I'd love to see a picture of the masseuse.
She looks like Catherine McPhee.
Well, there you go. Innocent.
Well, I would hope, really. The only redeeming quality for Kevin Costner is if the masseuse is hot.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
Yeah,
I want to see it. Will we ever see it? We'll never see it.
But even if she's very handsome. But even if she's very hot.
Right.
Imagine that.
Well, if she says no.
That's like you're an animal. And it's like, I mean, literally like a dog.
Right.
You know, hey, don't do that. Don't do that. Well, dogs don't know better. But Kevin Costner, what, you won't take care of me? Okay. Look at this.
I'm Robin Hood. This is my arrow.
How about this?
You ever see Robin Hood?
Wow.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
God, he had a terrible British accent in that movie.
Hello?
Yes, he did.
Almost worse. Which is worse, Kevin Costner or Joe?
Kevin Costner
is worse.
Yeah, easily. Yeah.
And Buzz?
Yes?
Thank you for working that in.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Working
to me,
it, so
why don't you thank Kevin Costner for doing that?
Yeah. To me, as I said, story of the decade.
I understand.
Came in today, I said to Buzz, really, I don't tell him how to do the news.
Right.
It's not my place. I said, you got the Costner story?
Got it.
I got it. So where you got it? Oh, second segment. Yeah. Gotta move it up. I'll get to it.
Yeah.
I'll get to it.
We'll get to it. We got to it. See? And it's good to my word. There it was.
I know, but you had like the stuff about Airbus before that. I mean, come on. You got standing up on an airplane, and you got Kevin Costner working it. But anyway, that's why you're there and I'm here. That's why you're the news guy and I'm the stupid disc jockey.
Well, I guess he couldn't have left. He couldn't have walked out when she said no.
No, he's laying down.
Because then his Indian name would have been Stands with Wood.
Right. He would have been like Ron Burgundy.
Nothing to see here.
Just walking this off.
That's right, Ricky Bobby.
Ricky Bobby. that's the name, incidentally, of the NASCAR driver.
Ricky Bobby.
Who is sponsored by Wonder Bread. Ricky Bobby.
I love it.
Ricky Bobby.
Now, here's further proof that we're very near the end of civilization.
What? Do we even really need any more news? I mean, I don't think so. Haven't we just heard the story
Kevin Costner
of
has
the decade?
Done that in Scotland. That is the end of civilization.
Let's say that for you and Kevin Costner, we've had our happy ending.
Okay, all right.
And when we come back...
No, you know what? Go ahead.
Really? I think we squeeze this in.
I know you can.
As further proof, we're very near the end of civilization. As if Britney Spears having a second baby wasn't enough, Mick Jagger has agreed to do that sitcom for ABC.
Oh.
In fact, he's already shot his scenes for the first episode.
Oh.
The working title, Let's Rob Mick Jagger. Four blue-collar guys in New York plot to rob a rich celebrity, produced by Letterman's guy, Rob Burnett.
Snakes on a Plane, Let's Rob Mick Jagger. What's happening?
The producer said...
Snakes on a Plane will be good, Mike.
I'll go see Snakes on a Plane.
It's a comedy.
How do you avoid Snakes on a Plane?
You don't. The producers say that if Jagger fails to re-up for a second season next year, the show might be called Let's Rob Tiger Woods.
You tell him, Ricky Bobby.
When we come back, crooks are interesting.
Hmm. Did you make that up?
No, all true.
Okay, because you know, when Buzz does the crooks are stupid thing, generally speaking, he gets liquored up and he writes these.
But I don't make
stories of fiction.
You guys hear about Kevin Costner?
Yeah, I did.
I just did.
Yeah, good story, huh?
It's in my brain all the way
around. Story of the decade.
It sure is.
Hear about the Airbus? You don't have to stand up. Ain't that something?
Kevin Costner would like.
Both stories are about something standing up.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating
and
entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. They have an eye for the unexpected, Don and Mike.
Hey, don't forget now, tentatively, depending on what they say down on K Street, that we screw them at Howe, our legal alarm, legal alarm.
Yep.
We may be bringing back What Would You Do,
right?
Ooh. For the trip to Los Angeles for the finale of the NBC show The Apprentice, courtesy of the Hair Cuttery.
Mm-hmm.
We'll let you know about that tomorrow. If you want to participate, you can email us, tell us what you would do at DonandMikeWebsite.com. No one will touch the two women named Jennifer.
I will.
And the ping pong balls. Now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Finally, two cops in Green Cove Springs, Florida, are on administrative leave after the death of a 56-year-old woman they tasered during a domestic disturbance.
Taser?
The officers argue they had no choice since she was threatening everyone with a knife and a hammer. From her wheelchair, who knows what she might have tried to pull.
Hey, what do you think? You're exempt?
In Hayward, from what?
Oh, I said...
Yeah, right.
Oh, can I be... Apparently not.
Click.
That was a quick one.
In Hayward, California, a man's been arrested after spending 5 hours stuck in his stepmom's chimney, naked and crying for help. 23-year-old Michael Urbano thought there'd be less friction if he disrobed before trying to lower himself down the chimney using the cable TV wire. The wire broke and Mike got stuck about three-quarters of the way down.
I'm up here.
As for the friction defense, quoting a cop, we did find his clothes, so that part checked out. And deputies in Mount Pleasant, Iowa, are trying to find the person who keeps leaving bags of human vomit in ditches just outside the city limits.
Michael Soares.
Deputy Dan Wesley says as many as 50 trash bags containing upchuck have been dumped in the past 3 years.
It's me.
They've turned the evidence over to the crime lab for analysis, but still no suspects. Quoting Deputy Dan, we're just hoping whoever's doing it will stop. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Did you hear about Kevin Costner?
I did. Sorry, we're out of time.
story. Really?
Yeah.
Standing right there. What, you won't take care of me? All right, watch this.
I'm a movie star. I'll take care of myself.
And really worked it.
Oh! All right, then we got to fly. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
All right, and you.
I keep my vomit in a jar.
Yeah. A big jar.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.